Hey, you're late.
Apologies for my tardiness.
Damn. I thought you were having technical difficulties.
I was late, and then my computer was slow to load, of course.
Did you fall asleep?
I did not fall asleep. I just slept in a little.
Yeah. Is your weather as shitty as our weather? Just
No.
gloomy and cold?
Yeah. If it's end of October weather, yeah.
Yeah.
We did have one day this week that was in the set like 70 or
Yeah, so did we.
60s, but the rest of the week, yeah, 50s, 40s.
Yeah, it's cold. Harley didn't even want to walk today. She said,
Oh.
heck with that noise. I took
She hasn't
about
adjusted yet.
a 25 steps out the door, and she said, "Nope, not doing it.
That's it.
Nope, 25 is a little too cold for my
Is that what it is there?
60-year-old."
Oof. Yeah, you guys get the weird extremes in temperatures.
Yeah. Well,
Quick
the other day it was like
extremes.
32 or 34. And man, it was hot. Like I sometimes temperatures are deceiving because of winds and stuff. I guess it's the
Yeah.
time of year it's
Although
hard to pick a coat,
I
because it
don't see
could
how
be a
34
warm
could be
32
hot.
is
I can
not
have
a
a warm
heavy coat
32.
weather.
I guess if the sun is if you're wearing the sun's out
And you're
and you're
fat,
running
and
around
you have a lot of whale blubber.
and you have a lot of protection.
Yeah. I just finished reading Mars Attacks Red Sonja number 3.
Ooh,
Yeah.
is it holding up to the
Yeah, it's
level of number
fun.
one?
I could th those stupid Martians.
Like that first issue. That was a lot of fun. Can't beat
Yeah.
Red Sonja hacking away at some Martians.
It's pretty good. I'm entertained. It's a good light read.
And the art was really, I can't remember who the artist was on that, but I was impressed by the art on that.
Yeah, it's Fran Skrukan.
Yeah, Franz Grucken.
Fran Skrukan.
I
It's
love
almost
Franz
like he draws the Martians like in a different style than he draws the people. It's very
Like
unusual.
more rendered or something.
Well, the Martians look like they're coming off the tops card deck.
Okay, so they're
And then,
more
yeah, they're more.
classic Mars Attacks Martians.
Yeah, it's a good romp.
Actually, I should be able to find that number one so I could look for
And Bomb
myself.
Queen is still really good. I don't know if you're getting that in singles or not, but
I am. Did I read? I don't think I read number two yet.
maybe you didn't get it.
That could be. Did it just come out?
I don't know. I read it because it's so crazy how close in personalities Bomb Queen is to Donald Trump.
That's frightening.
Yeah, it's frightening. Like you don't know whether to laugh or cry at the same time because it's like real reality. But yesterday, Barb went to bed at like 4 a.m.
As she is known to do.
Yeah, and I decided, since she's going to bed, I think I'm going to get up and at least go look for my basket full of heads. It's got to be
Where
easy
did
to
I?
find. It just came in like,
Yeah,
a
a couple
month
weeks ago,
ago.
if that,
3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, maybe. God damn, I spent an hour and a half in there. I found the other two hardcovers, but not this one. And it's a small hardcover, that's why it's hard to find. Like if it. And I even went like Well, I'm having such a hard time finding it. I'll go to the database and I'll pull up what came in collected edition wise that week. And if I could
Yeah,
find a
with it.
big honking omnibus or an epic that came with it, it'll be right next to it. And nothing came in that week.
Oh, except for that.
Yeah, so I said, I'm fucked. I almost gave
Oh.
up and just reread the singles, but
But you managed to, so where
I
was
was
it in the end?
persistent. It was in a pile hiding under.
Like, was it
It's
with comics, or was it
a
with,
thin little thing.
trades?
It was with
Or,
trades.
yeah. I do that sometimes, like when I can't find something, I look back to see what
Yeah.
order it was in and what it might be near, what I might have categorized
And
it
then
near.
to put a, I went to go look for Cyberpunk. And I was like, God damn, I should not be able to find this. This should be in these boxes. It came in around here. I couldn't find it. And I decided to go log on to DCBS. I never ordered it.
Ah, I didn't order it either.
Oh yeah, you didn't
Coincidentally.
either? Well, that's
No.
good. I
Oh,
covered something else because I thought you have read it. It was in our list. I wish I
here's
had
another.
it.
I might have read it. Was that the Cyberpunk 2077?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get it because I don't know anything about that property, and I guess I don't really care to.
I
That's a
wish I
video
had
game,
it.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were going to order that. I should
I thought
just
I
see.
ordered it because it was hot, and I thought I had it, and I don't.
It's hot. See, that's where I'm stupid. It's like, I don't get stuff because it's based on a video game and I don't know anything about the video games. But then it becomes popular because it's based on a video game. So I should be getting it just for the collectability. But I should also be getting it because
Well, you
if it's
don't know if
pop,
a video game is going to be bad or not.
yeah, if
You
it's
don't know what the
popular
comic
enough,
is.
yeah, if the game's popular enough to warrant a comic book, then the story's probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, there's got to be something to it that's attracting people.
Well, I've read a lot of video game stuff that I didn't even know was a video game, like Hotline Miami.
Right, that's a good example.
I didn't know it was a video game.
I didn't. I think it doesn't mention like at the beginning or something.
It might have said in the solicit though, but I didn't pay attention to it if it did. I kind of circled it just 'cause, oh, that's a new company. I think I'll try it out. And the
Yeah.
colors look cool.
Yeah, the cover. And it doesn't take, it takes place in the 80s, 90s, something like that.
Yeah. I mean, Mars Attacks came from cards, so
True. But I'm getting that because of Red Sonja. I wouldn't get just a Mars Attacks series.
I would.
Yeah.
I want to watch that movie again.
Don't think I ever saw that movie. I should really watch that.
I want to watch it. I'm gonna search for it, see if I can get it at a
Yeah,
reasonable cost.
I wonder where it's available. It's probably like it came out on DVD, but it's out of print now and you can buy it for $400.
No, I'm sure you can find it cheap, I would think. Let's see, Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think I remember when that came out.
Mars.
Did that do well at the theater or was it a bomb? I can't remember.
It's
I think
like
it
a
did
cult. It's a
okay.
cult movie, but I don't think it did great.
Yeah. But I remember when it came out, I remember the commercials and stuff.
Now you can get it for $9.99, a DVD. The multi-format 1470, so yeah, it's not that expensive. A
Yeah,
Blu-ray
it's
1170.
still available.
Yeah.
Wonder if it's streaming anywhere.
Mars Attacks. I wonder if I take DVD out, if it'll give me a streaming option. It's probably available on Amazon Prime somewhere.
That is possible.
How do I get to Amazon Prime? Oh, there we go. Borat.
All right. Hi, Shemice. Let's see. Oh, you can buy it on Amazon Prime or rent it.
Now I found it. I always have a hard time getting on the computer. That sounds like a good thing. I have a bag of popcorn from the theater still. And just watch a movie. Yeah, $2.99 to rent. That's not bad. And you got Jack Nicholson, Glenn Close, Annette Bening, and directed by Tim Burton. What more could you want?
Yeah, they spent a lot of money on that. Because those are not cheap
People.
actors and not a cheap director. Especially at that time. That's when Tim Burton was super hot.
Let me see what the box office was on that, if it has it.
That's what
There
I
was
was
a
looking for
TV
too.
show called Mars Attacks? Interesting.
Was there?
That's what it says. At least IMDb showed something pop up.
Sounds vaguely familiar, like, but it's one of those things, like,
$70 million to
if you asked
make.
me, if it existed, I would say probably no, but then now
So,
that you
like,
mention it,
I
it's
would
like,
say it was a U.S. flop because it made 37 million and it cost 70 to make. Worldwide, it made its money at 101 million. It made 30 million, so it was in the profit margin, but it took the whole world. And
yeah.
I think theater, United States movies, like, they want to have made their money back domestically, at
Right,
least what they paid
because
for it.
yeah, and I mean, I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that the movie companies don't get as much of the box office from foreign than as they do from domestic, like percentage wise,
Yeah.
like percent of the door or whatever. Or however that works.
Yep.
But I should still see it. I wonder if I like caught part of it like on HBO back in the day or something. That's possible.
I've seen it, parts of it, and I thought it was funny, but I never caught the whole thing. It might be showing on those stations too. I gotta just search for it on, because I
Was
still
on.
have DirecTV, so plus I have HBO Max and Disney Plus and
Plus all the different
Hulu
streaming
Plus
services.
and
It's
Netflix
probably out there somewhere.
and yeah.
They're finding it.
There's not a shortness of things to watch, that's for sure.
That's the problem. And another problem is when you go to start searching for stuff, you'll find other stuff along the way that you want to
Yeah.
watch
Well, I have
more.
so much I want to watch that the hard part is trying to figure out what to watch next
That is the hard
because there's
part.
so much choices.
And you want to be in the right mood. So some of the stuff it's like, I'm not really in the mood for that right
Yeah.
now.
It's like comics.
So you
Like, you
gotta
don't want
find
to
the
read
one.
a comic that you're not in the mood for.
Yeah, so you gotta just keep scrolling through until you find it. Yeah, I do that sometimes. Sometimes I'll start reading a comic and I'll just be like, you know what? I'm really not into this right now.
Yeah, I'll come back to it.
I'll come back to it because otherwise I'm just gonna go through it, not like it, and
The
then
only time I read what I have to is for podcasts.
yeah, that's when you can't
So, like, I don't know for sure. I can't
even if you're not in
control
the
it,
mood, you
but
still have to read it.
yeah.
And
Everything
hopefully
else,
it's
though, everything else outside of the podcast, I'm totally 100% mood reader.
Although there's some stuff that's just so good, it doesn't really matter what mood you're in because it'll transform you. You
Yeah,
know what I mean?
like you might not be in the mood for something, and then you read it, and
It'll suck you
it
in.
suck you right in. Yeah,
That's how
that
you know
is
if something's
true.
really good.
Yeah, so I didn't get Cyberpunk. I ordered number 3, but I didn't order 1 and 2, so that's
I need to go back and listen to the preview episode where we talk about number one and see if you said you're going to order it or not, or what our discussion was.
I thought you were too because I've seen like previews for the game and I was like, this looks cool. I think this comic book should be pretty good.
I guess I should have gotten it. That's Cullen Bunn, right?
Yeah, and now, well, no, it's not too bad. No, that's number three of four. It's going for $10.
$20? No, $10.
Well, this place has it for... It depends. Like, shipping is always a bitch. I might order it just because I ordered number three and just get number one and two. eBay it.
When is DCBS going to get Bad Idea Comics? That's what I want to know.
They're not.
But Things from Another World has them.
Did you order from them?
I haven't ordered it from anywhere yet.
I thought Things from Another World DCBS owned.
No, I think
which
they're...
one am I thinking of? They bought something.
Who bought something? Oh, DCBS?
Things from Another World, I thought, used to be owned by Dark Horse, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was an association with Dark Horse. They sold it to someone?
Yeah. Let me see. Who bought Things from Another World?
Like, Bad Idea retweeted that they had them, and I went there, and they do have them, and I'm like, aren't they just an online place? Well, they might have a storefront, I guess, as well, but it just...
Are they on sale yet?
No, they're pre-order.
I've asked them, and they said they weren't carrying it, but
yeah,
it wasn't by choice of theirs. It was
right. That's what
they
I
got.
Thought.
They
that's
got
why,
rejected by Bad Idea. So
that's why I was surprised about the Things from Another World.
But Cowabunga's getting it, but they're not. I don't think they're going to get it like release date. They're going to get it whenever.
Whenever they ship it.
Yeah. So Eric knows to notify me when they get that, and I'm just going to get it from them.
Yeah.
DCBS is doing weird shit, though. Like, I get weekly shipping, and I got last week's shipment yesterday. I got them on Friday, and then this week's shipment on Saturday. So I have, like, two weeks worth of books to process.
Well, aren't they the sole distributor for DC now?
Yeah, not by choice. Midtown dropped out. I don't know why.
Oh, did they? I didn't know if they dropped out or if DC.
Yeah, they dropped out. They said, "Fuck this shit." I don't know why. They must have looked at the trouble they were going through.
Yeah,
and how much profit their margin is, right, exactly. And then said, "This isn't fucking worth it."
Yeah, we're doing. Yeah, it's not.
We're doing all this work, and we're getting this profit, and we have to deal with all these retailers who are always yelling at us.
Returns and yes, yeah, no small undertaking. So yeah, I'm worried.
I'm not worried. Well, I think it's going to affect DCBS's quality again.
Yeah,
they're already having trouble for their regular people. Like, I don't know what's happening, but like, I don't get a lot of the books that I should get. Like, Savage Dragon 253 should have been in my box this week, and it wasn't.
Does the site say it should be there, or just, you know, it came out?
I know it came out.
Yeah,
but I didn't get it. So, and I did order a cover B because it had Biden on the cover. The cover B had Biden and Harris on the cover. And I like to get the president one. So I ordered cover B from the comic shop. So I know he's got
that.
Was that
in previews?
No.
It must not have been previews.
No.
Son of a bitch. Why are you telling me this now? You could have told me this a couple weeks ago. You should have told me this. As soon as you found out, you should have told me. Now I got to send an email.
Please get me Savage Dragon Biden Harris cover if you can.
Son of a bitch. I don't even see it. Where is it?
I don't know why he does that, though, but it is odd that the book that we're covering today, the cover B, the second printing, he sold more second prints than he sold first prints.
Yeah, I know. It's hilarious.
And he announced it, so that's weird.
Well, actually, it doesn't really surprise. I guess it doesn't surprise me because.
Oh, the speculator one, market, you think?
Yeah, the first one, like, it was just an issue, right? So. If you weren't following Savage Dragon, you may not have even noticed that it was a cartoon issue. But then it became big news because it sold out or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's a second printing, and then everyone's like, "Oh!" And it had a cool. The second printing has a cool cover, so the Peanuts cover.
So I love movie theater popcorn.
Ah, man! And I gotta write an email. What is it? Cover B.
It's cover B. Well, if you go to like you can see a picture of it if you go to diamondcomics.com.
Yeah, maybe they have a code there.
They'll have the code. Oh wow, I got an error when I went there.
Diamond there Comics. Let's see if I can error. I don't.
I'll read you the code. Let's see, image. That's how I got pissed because I saw Eric Larson's tweet, though, and it said, "Hits out," but why didn't I get it? I didn't get the spawn either.
Why?
Or is that shipping? Never mind. I'm screwed up. Wait. No, I'm not screwed up. They just changed their week. I got to go to the previous week, which is this week.
Oh, yeah. The second printing, it has the Good Grief Savage Dragon on the cover, so.
Yeah.
That's going to sell like hotcakes. Where the heck is 253? Find 253.
Yeah, it's August 208-695.
Oh, yeah, I found it. Why wasn't it solicited? Like, what? Where did this come from? This was not in previews. I'm looking it up. What month was that?
This would be pre...
2 months ago.
This would be pre-COVID, right? I don't know. I'm getting all lost in the COVID.
But here's the one for October. Oh, no, this is October's. That's the current one. I don't want the current one. Let's go back, boys and girls. Travel back in time.
I wish the comic shop was open today. I'd go today and get my copy. But I got Gideon Falls. I got Gnomon Omen. I got Scumbag. I got Stillwater. Why didn't I get my Savage Dragon? I got Big Girls 3. Did you read that, by the way?
Read what?
Did you buy that? Big Girls?
Big Girls? Yeah, I bought it. I haven't got it yet.
You haven't read it yet?
I don't think I got it yet.
You're already on number 3. You'd have to have gotten it.
Oh, son of a bitch. Okay, I have it. No, put it on the list so I can read it.
It's pretty good.
You got to put it on the list so I can read it.
I like it. Because it's not on the list. It's like these giant women. Like,
yeah, are they protecting or are they fighting?
They're fighting kaiju. Yeah, but the it's weird because the men, after they turn a certain age, they morph. Some of the men that were exposed to, I guess, this radiation, they hit a certain age and then they turn into like kaiju, and the women just grow. They don't turn into kaiju.
All right, I found it. 253. Yep, only one cover shown. Eric, what the hell are you doing? Eric Larson, I know you're listening. Why you got to do this to me? And I missed your tweet.
Yeah, you're just going to, you know what you need to do is have a list of people you follow, like not just everybody, but like.
I do have that, but I keep adding people and now I have too many people on
no,
the list.
No, but you just need to have, I don't have that many. I think I have like 35. Yeah. But Eric Larson is one of them. I don't follow, like in my list of 35, there's very few creators. I do follow that Jamie, the guy that did the. Pink Lemonade and Baboon because I like his art.
Oh yeah.
And
Yeah,
he
because you want
sometimes
to see
does
if
a
the
sketch. He charges like $200 though. Hey, have you got your comic colored yet?
I'm not getting mine colored.
I'm getting the cover colored, and the cover is costing me $50.
To get colored? Yeah, that seems about right.
And then I'm gonna go. Depending on how it comes out,
DCBS is not gonna be able to get this for me. Oh, I'll send it to him anyway.
I'll get you one if I have one at the shop. And then if you do get it, then I'll just keep it. I don't mind having five copies of Savage Dragon.
Yeah, my doubles of Savage Dragon.
I
All
do not mind doubles of Savage Dragon.
right, that would be good.
Because
What are
I know how low the print runs are for Savage Dragon. So if I know if I sit on it for 10 years, I'll be able to sell it. Do you know what I mean? There's not a lot of Savage Dragon
Yes.
fans buying it monthly, but there is a cult of Savage Dragon fans, if that makes any sense.
But wait, say that again.
There's more demand, I think, than in the collector's market for Savage Dragon than there is for people buying it off the shelf monthly. And I think the reason for that demand is people that discover Savage Dragon or then want to get a full run of Savage Dragon have a hard time finding
Oh,
it
so you
because
mean
they're.
the demand for the back issues is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know why that is? It's because the people that have it don't want to get rid of their Savage Dragon. So
Exactly.
it
Who's
makes
gonna
it
sell
hard
it?
to.
I used to be able to find Savage Dragons, and just like I used to be able to find Spawns. But now both of
Yeah,
those
but those
series.
Spawn was like 1 through 100, and then all of a sudden it got
I used to
hard.
be able to get a bunch of them, but now forget it. Now they're all expensive. At least I got them when I could. I just missed a few.
I don't know if you follow AM Comic Sales, but he's selling a bunch of them. You should follow him on Facebook. That's Aaron Myers.
Yeah, I do follow him, but I don't. Yeah, I gotta find his posts.
Just check him every day. He's been flooding it with spawn lately. He's just been
Damn it.
he's been flooding it with spawns that I have. Like I'm only missing a small margin. It's like 230 to 250 something. Yeah, so he's filling in a lot of the 1 through 100 and then a
I got
hundred
that.
through 200. I think that's where he's at right now.
Yeah, I think I need the stupid expensive issues, unfortunately.
Yeah, he won't give you a break on those.
Yeah, I know.
Because he
Yeah,
knows they're
because
rare.
he can get, yeah, he knows what he can get for them.
And sometimes he's high, like, in my opinion. Like, he had the first Eye Vampire just now. And I was like, oh, I need that. And I was like, ooh, $75. And then I went and looked, and I could find it for cheaper. So
Yeah,
I'm like.
sometimes I mean a lot of those Savage or the spawns that I need. What I need to do is just pay attention to eBay, and I'm sure eventually I'll find a deal on it,
Yeah, you just gotta
or
be patient.
get into a bulk or sale or something.
Yeah. Be patient. It'll show up. I don't know why I stopped Spawn. I never stopped Savage Dragon. I don't know
Yeah, I'm
why I stopped
surprised that you did
Spawn.
stop spawn.
The logic kicks in when I'm moving boxes. That's what happens. I hate moving boxes. I hate it with a passion. That's the only part of collecting I absolutely hate. I don't mind looking for books. I don't mind filing books. I don't mind bagging and boarding books. I
Yeah,
hate
I
lifting
don't mind that. Of
boxes. I fucking hate it.
course. Well, they're heavy. It's because you're prone to injury.
Yeah. It'd be perfect if I had just a huge house at the same level, just a ranch home.
The only thing I hate about comics, and shut up, you digital people, is that they take up space.
Yeah. Well, digital is getting more and more appealing because the market is heading towards that. which may save us money.
You say that it's heading towards it, but I don't really see evidence of it yet.
Well, Archie, for example, let's say the new Archie book came out today. What was the latest one? It was like Madam Satan. So Madam Satan came out on Wednesday. I have a physical copy, but at the same time, I could go to the Archie Unlimited and I can read Madam Satan. Because Archie Unlimited is day in digital. So you have an Archie Unlimited service, you have a DC Unlimited service, which is 6 months behind starting in January. You have a Marvel Unlimited service, which is going to change to 3 months behind. It's just a matter of time. Once the big two start to go monthly, day in digital, it's going to change the world, I think. They'll still be
I guess,
the people, but man,
yeah,
it's
they'll
gonna.
be, I guess it could change. I mean, it just, I mean, it's all about demand, right? If it, I don't think the companies are going to preemptively do it, but I think if the demand goes down, there's just a certain point where they're going to say it's not profitable for us to print this issue or this title anymore, so they'll drop it. But I think it'll always be around just because of the collectability. I mean,
Well, there'll be print, but
still a
you might get
collector's item.
less of it.
Right. They may be printing more, less of them, and that'll affect the comic book stores for sure. Well, even like DC just didn't they just announce that they're not going to ship to stores that are under a certain dollar amount threshold? Like
Yeah.
if you don't order a certain number of comics, then you can't order them. Like
Do
there's a
you know,
minimum
did
now.
you realize that from Diamond and DC, I order enough books that I could qualify as a distributor? The only thing that I can't is they put like a new disclaimer. You have to have a brick and mortar store. You have to have an online website that sells comics, or I forget what the other one was.
Wait, that can't be true.
Yeah, it's true. No, it's just happening now that DCBS is taking over
But
entirety of it.
they can't make them have a website where they sell comics.
No, you eat it's
Or what?
or.
Okay,
You
or
have to have.
yeah, a physical store or an
Yes.
online
In other
store.
words, I would not qualify unless for some reason I was renting a storage unit that I could say it has an address.
Yeah, or I mean, how hard it would be to create a website.
But then I'd have to show that I'm selling it, and I'm not selling it.
Yeah, just make your prices really high. All new issues, $200 each.
I've investigated it before. Like,
But I'm
I
guessing.
investigated when Diamond had the monopoly. I investigated, well, why don't I just drop ship directly from Diamond to my house? And
I'm
that.
guessing that with the discount you get through DCBS, like the extra discount you would get isn't worth the effort it
Yeah, it's
would
not.
take. Like a DCBS is gives a.
It's less though now. Like on the Marvel and DC, it used to be
Yeah, it is
50, and now
less.
and there's no Valiant bundle. I understand why. There's only like one or two comics coming out from a
Yeah, it
month
wouldn't be much
now.
of a
It
bundle.
wasn't enough
No,
of
but
a bundle.
their discounts have definitely changed for sure. And I don't know if that's because of the companies making them do it or if they need more money now because they're also doing the distributor part of it.
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think it's what I think it is I think when they were getting it through Diamond gave discounts on bulk. They didn't care what company it was. So if you ordered
Right, the more you
X,
order, the better
yeah, and
your
they were
discount.
ordering a lot of fucking Marvel and DC, but then if you cut out the DC part, they're getting less discount from Diamond, so they can't offer it anymore. That's my theory. So that's why I think they're, but it's probably a combination of the two.
I wonder if part of it is kind of political in that stores don't necessarily like that they're ordering from DCBS to get their DC comics because of the huge discounts. So maybe DCBS was like, all right, here, we'll reduce our discounts so it's not as much of a draw for your customers.
Well, I know for a fact there's a store in Pueblo. So Pueblo is about, I don't know, 35 minutes, maybe 40 minutes away from where I live, south of me. And there's a guy that drives up here, and so, when he runs out of DC books, he buys them from Ed at 25% to 30% discount. Mm-hmm. But if he was smart, I guess that wouldn't work. I was like, he could go through DCBS and be weekly and get a 40% discount, but then he wouldn't have the books like on the week that they shipped. Like, he'd have them maybe at the earliest on Saturday or Friday.
There's also a limit at DCBS.
I don't think there's a limit. There's a limit on the discount.
Oh, on the discount. That's
but
true.
Usually the limit is on their 50% discounts.
Right,
like,
there's still a discount.
Oh, I'm going to order 20. Well, I ordered 5 of the, what do you call it, Sergeant Rock hardcovers.
I was going to say, you experienced that with the 11 comics issues that you ordered.
Yeah, I ordered 11. Yeah. And you have a couple of them now. Yeah.
I do. Oh, speaking of the Sergeant Rock collection, I saw that you posted that there's a lot of Marvel omnibuses and hardcovers that you're ordering in the upcoming previews. So I peeked ahead to see, because I'm like, what is he ordering? So I peeked ahead to see what they're offering, and I was like, oh, damn, there's like a few that I want to.
Yeah, and they're doing like the Cull, the Conqueror black and white magazine edition. Mm-hmm. And that's more feasible than me getting the magazines.
Yeah,
so there's a lot of cool stuff. Yeah, there's. Yeah. And I was like, God dang. I love the Omni. That's so weird. This is the collector mentality. Omnibuses are worth a, you know, they go out of print and then they're worth money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get a chance to read many of them. Because they're so big. They're
take months to read
one. It's like 1,200
yeah,
pages
1,200
per
pages. Yeah.
Omnibus.
Right.
And I don't know. I started the House of Mystery Volume 2 Omnibus. And I think it's going to take me quite the time. Because with House of Mystery, I have to be in the mood. And you have to be in the mood for that Tales from the Crypt type storytelling.
Right.
Like, that's the formula for those stories.
Right. It's very, yeah.
It's like, what do they call that formula? It's called something. It's like you have a situation, and then there's like a shock and a twist at the end.
Yeah.
I forget what they call it, but that, yeah, I can only take so much of it, because usually they're like 80 page giants and you're going to get like 6 stories per comic.
Right, you can't read more than
you can't
an
go
issue
more.
At a time.
Yeah, well, I could do like 2, sometimes 3, but I can't. After that, I'm like, I gotta switch it up a little bit.
Yeah,
and it's not from lack of quality; it's just by hitting that same formula over and over again.
Yeah, plus they're short. I mean, you've read, like, if you read that many, you've read whatever.
Right. If you read 3 comics,
different 30 individual stories.
Yeah.
In rapid succession, you need like a break and need like something that's spaced out a little more.
Yeah, exactly.
But I also saw in the Marvel previews sneak peek at next month's they have a Kirby War and Romance.
Yeah, and that's a must. That's like a must buy, for sure.
Yeah, I want to get that so I can like read the Sholi Kirby book, and then like when I get to one of the issues, I can go, oh, I can read that now.
Yeah, I can just insert here. Yeah,
it'll be perfect. Just have them side by side. But all those are like all the really early like 10-cent issues or whatever that are super
Pre-Marvel, yeah.
expensive. Yeah.
The Atlas stuff.
So that'd be cool.
And then they're reissuing a lot of older ones, and sometimes I didn't buy the older ones, and that's also triggers like, oh man, I wanted it back
It's your
then,
chance, yeah.
but now I can get it, and it's like, do I get it? But it gets to the point where it's a little bit ridiculous because I think they have like eight Omnibuy in 1 month. That's
Yeah.
fucking ridiculous. So the ones I
You
know I'm
gotta
getting.
feel bad for the stores, right? It's like, how are they gonna? That's a lot for them to. But I guess the nice thing for stores about an omnibus is you put that on your shelf. It's a big investment for them, but they know at some point someone's gonna buy it, so.
Well, I don't know about that. I would. They know their clientele. They know what sells,
Yeah.
hopefully. If you're a news store, I feel sorry for you, but because then you're guessing. But the stores that have been around long enough, they know like what's gonna sell and how long it takes to sell. I would be if me and you owned a store. God, that would be so much fun, Bill. If we owned a store, it'd be so much fucking fun because we'd be using our engineering to see how to optimize all our stuff. And I think we'd want to get rid of stuff. At least I would. I wouldn't want to have like, I would want to get rid of stuff so I can restock stuff. But some stores, they don't have that mentality. They just let stuff just stockpile.
Yeah, I have the store closest to me. I don't think he ever takes anything off the shelf. Like, it's the stuff that's not popular. You can get like a year back. Actually, some of the stuff he has is like years old,
Yeah.
still on some of the shelves in like at the back of the store.
And see, what I would do if I owned a store is I would clear it. And what I would do is I'd clear it at cost eventually. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what.
I would clear it at, if I got it for 50% off, I would have a 50% off table and say, "Hey, you know, I had this out here for a year and it didn't sell. Well, maybe I'll
Right, you move it to the.
Or
That's.
various degrees of discounts. Like you start off with nothing, no discount, right? It's retail value. And then, oh, it doesn't sell after X amount of time. Well, then I'll put it at 20%, see if it goes. And then if it doesn't sell for that X amount of time, maybe then go to 50% or something like that. You know, like just so you get
Yeah.
rid of it.
That makes it kind of confusing, though.
But I think if I owned a store like a brick and mortar, I would also have a web presence because I would put it on eBay and maybe there's demand on eBay for that collected
Yeah, I was gonna
edition.
say that's what for the omnibus, at some point if it doesn't sell, if it goes out of print, then they can just throw it up
Yeah,
on Amazon or whatever and sell it for
exactly.
twice what they paid.
Yeah.
But I was gonna say there is a store, another store, a little bit further away from me. They do something similar to what you're saying, but they just have like a section of dollar comics.
Yeah.
So whenever I think they just routinely like when the go through all the stuff on the shelves, and when something's a certain age, they just move it to
Yeah.
the dollar section.
So when you do your comic, this is just a question, and if you were to have it colored, you'd normally have it all colored and everything before you decide to letter it, right?
That's a good question.
I would think so. I would think the last thing you do is the lettering.
I probably, but I'm not sure if it matters because
I don't.
the coloring is going to be done without the lettering anyway, I believe.
Yeah.
Like the letterist isn't going to, or the colorist isn't going to work with the image with the lettering on it. They're going to take off that layer
Yeah.
and just color the page. They're not going to have the bubbles
I
there.
just wish I could draw, and then if I learned how to draw, and then I could color my own stuff, and then I could go at my own pace.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. Oh my God. And then the adventures of the guesser would just continue. And if, even if it if they were yearly, I don't care. I could just do it. Because I got ideas for the guesser, like beyond what I've already done. It's just so
On the one
goddamn
shot, yeah.
expensive.
It is. It is. It's a risk.
And I haven't even gotten the lettering or decided if I'm gonna color the rest of it. I'd like it colored though. Especially the streak scene where the college students are streaking and the guy's driving the car down the street and he's like, "What the fuck?"
Wasn't there streaking in Fourth and Ah as well?
I think they're streaking in all of my comics.
I could say it's a common theme.
And if it ever makes a movie, I gotta get Will Ferrell in it because of that movie. What was it called? It's the one where they get the sorority house and Will Ferrell joins the sorority and they have Blue, that old man. They tie bricks to their dicks and then drop them off the roof. The sil that movie's awesome. But they get Will Ferrell so hammered, he's like, "Let's go streaking," and he's the only one that's streaking. And his wife is driving down the road, and she's like, "Look at this idiot," and it's her husband. Will Ferrell is streaking. Watched this movie just fairly recently again, for like the 10th time, but I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, and I know I've seen it, but oh, I don't remember the what it was called. Was it Old School?
Yeah, that's what it is. Old school. I love that movie. That movie's got some classic scenes in it. Like Blue dies wrestling with those greased up college girls. He's an old man.
I haven't seen that in a long time. When did that come out? 2003.
That's pretty old. But it's in the vein of like Animal House and stuff like that. It's pretty good. Revenge of the Nerds. It's a good college movie, even though that
Yeah.
three of them aren't college age. They're
All right, they're older.
Yeah, the poor guy comes home from work. Like, this is everybody's like nightmare. He flies early. He's on a flight and he's flying in early and he goes to surprise his wife. He walks in and his wife is having a fucking orgy in the house. There's a bunch of naked people. Oh my God. That would be like the worst. So, do you want to jump into some of our reads? We have quite a few this week.
Yeah, let's do it.
What do you want to start with?
I
Cyberpunk.
don't know.
We'll start with Cyberpunk. We both didn't read it.
Let's try it. I give it 4 out of 5.
I think it's going to be a 5 out of 5 for some reason.
Interesting.
But I guess.
I'm gu I'm
I
guessing
would
four out of five.
think I would enjoy it.
Is Geek Brunch where we review comics we haven't read.
Did you buy Dune number one from Boom?
Probably not.
I bought it. It looks really good. I haven't read it yet. I don't know if it's gonna be as boring. Like, Dune was one of those movies that it was like Star Trek the motion picture for me when I was young. I watched it and I'm like, "God damn, this is the most boring sci-fi movie I've ever fucking seen." And
Yeah, I remember,
I
but
wonder
we
if
were at the
my
age where we could not appreciate, certainly not appreciate it.
right, it's like 2001: A Space Odyssey. Like
Oh yeah, that was boring as shit
I
when I
fucking
first.
you have this computer, Dave. It's like talking, it's like putting me to sleep.
That was a movie where I was like, I'm sure this is good, but it's way beyond me at this point in my life.
Was,
This is not what's
those
entertaining
are
to
the
me.
three movies that I went to and I was like fucking bored to tears. Star Trek, the motion picture, Dune, and 2001, A Space
That's
Odyssey.
one thing. I never saw Star Trek in the theater, but I remember when it came out, and I remember my friends in grade school, they were like, it's so boring.
Yeah,
I
it was
thought it
fucking
was
boring.
so boring.
And I had watched in syndication the original Star Trek, and I really liked it. Like I had really liked it. So my parents took me to see the motion picture, and I was bored to tears. And then we were in Denver. I don't know what we were doing. We were on vacation, and I remember distinctively that I don't know why we went to a movie theater. We were visiting a friend, and we decided to go to the movies, which is weird on a vacation because we never usually go to movies on a vacation.
Yeah.
But I wanted to see Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, and
Ah, there you go.
nobody in my family wanted to touch it because of Star Trek
Oh,
I.
because the first
Like,
one,
they
yeah.
were bored. But I was like, Mom, this is going to be better. And they went to go see Ghostbusters. So they chose Ghostbusters over Star Trek The Wrath of Khan. And I watched Star Trek The Wrath of Khan by myself on vacation. And my brother and my parents and.
Had you seen Ghostbusters before?
No, I hadn't.
Oh man, you should have seen Ghostbusters.
No, I didn't regret it at all. I like Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan better than Ghostbusters.
Yeah, but I'm sure after Ghostbusters was so big at the time.
It was big, but it wasn't like I don't
Like
know
everyone would have been
why.
talking about it, and you'd be like, I didn't go see
I enjoyed it.
it.
It was good, but it wasn't Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan for me.
Yeah.
So I chose the right choice based on.
What
Like
you,
if it,
yeah,
if I would have
your
chose Star
preference.
Trek the motion picture
But then, like, the
Ghostbusters,
whole
then I
ride
would.
home, all your family was talking about Ghostbusters, and you're just sitting there being going, like, Wrath of Khan was good too.
Well, I fought
They're
back.
like,
I said, you know what? They put this little creature in the ear of Chekhov, and it was
they're
controlling him.
like, but we had a marshmallow man.
And they said, but we had a marshmallow man. And then I get to say, well, Spock died. So there, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. And then they got quiet. And they're like, well, maybe we should have saw Star Trek.
Yeah, we screwed up.
Spock is dead? So, yes!
Yes.
And all you have to say for years is they fought a marshmallow man at the end.
I remember another movie I saw back then was the Battlestar Galactica movie.
Oh, that was great. I liked that one.
I like that one.
Buck Rogers, too, was a movie.
Don't know if I saw that in the theater. I
I saw
probably
that one
did.
at the drive-in.
Yeah, I probably saw it because I was a fan of the show, so.
I'd have a hard time picking between the two. I like them for both different reasons. Like I love Battlestar Galactica, but the women in Buck Rogers and the it's got like a weird it's got like this weird campiness to it that I absolutely adore. Like I love it. I love that Buck Rogers stuff. So I would be hard time picking.
When I was a kid, I certainly liked Buck Rogers better
Yeah, I don't know. I liked them
at the
both.
time.
And we had went to Universal Studios, California when I was young, and I didn't get breakfast. It was too cold. I wanted you to get breakfast. No, I ate cereal with the old man milk.
Old man milk.
It tastes the same, but it
It's
doesn't.
from the teat of an old man.
Yes, the old man milk. No, it's lactaid.
Ah.
Yeah, they take the lactose out of it.
Better to digest.
What is up with lactose, though? Like, I developed like a lactose intolerance over the years, but it's only with certain milks. Like, there's some milks. Like yesterday, we went for takeout at a 50s diner called Gunther Tooties, and I got a cherry malt, which has milk in it, and I was fine. But when sometimes when I just have a glass of milk or have a bowl of cereal, I'm like a hot mess. So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. It might have just have to do with the amount of the protein that's in that milk, I guess.
Yeah.
Or I mean, it could have to do with what else is in your stomach at the time too.
Yeah.
Like an empty stomach versus if there's something else in there to absorb the proteins. So it goes into your system slower.
Old man
I don't know.
milk.
I was gonna say the that's one thing that surprised me about getting old is your allergies change. It's like, what the
Well, I
hell?
have like skin allergies now. Like, I don't know where this came from, but I'll get like itchy during certain times of the year, like right now, like the fall. Early fall, it's snowing, so usually when it's snowing, I don't get it, but when it's
Right.
like,
It's when stuff's dying.
yeah.
Yeah, my allergies are terrible
My
around
skin is just
now.
more sensitive. It's weird.
It is weird. And I never got like a milk type allergy until I was taking some like milk-based protein powder. This is like a few years
Oh,
ago.
when you're
So
weightlifting, when
yeah, back when I
back
was
when you were buff,
swole.
you had that
Yeah.
like weightlifting belt and you'd wear that to cons. I remember that. I
You
remember
have
when you
to
showed
wear
up
that.
to
You have to wear that
HeroesCon
everywhere.
with that time you like walked around the con and you were like just doing weights while we were walking. You had
Well,
one in one arm and one in the other and you were just doing,
whenever you walk, you should be carrying weights with you because it's good for your endurance.
Yeah. I thought it
Your
was weird when we went in front of Eric
focus.
Larson's table and you had those ankle weights and you just started jumping in the air.
I wasn't jumping. I was doing leg lifts.
You're like jumping.
Some call it jumping. I call it leg lifts.
That's weird to do at like somebody's table.
I also had to pee, so that was another reason
Oh,
as
okay. You're
well.
doing a pee-pee dance with
Well, yeah, if you do a
the
pee-pee
weight.
dance with weights, then you get to work out while you hold your pee. Too, it's beneficial.
So you're
Anyway.
taking powdered milk.
Yeah, so I was drinking this protein powder, and I got this like, I was started getting this, like this itchy rash. At first, I couldn't figure out where it's coming from, but then I stopped taking the powder, and it went away.
Oh,
But
that's
even
interesting.
now, like every once in a while, if I eat some kind of, I don't know, it's like it's weird. It's like you said, like most of the time I'm perfectly fine, but then I'll drink something or eat some kind of cheese or something, and it'll give me a rash, and it's like,
It's like, where did
why
that
that?
come from?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why this one? But now it seems to actually now I haven't had it like in probably like a year,
That's
so
'cause
I
you
don't know.
eat beans every day, the same bean every day.
I don't eat the same bean. I alternate beans sometimes.
The three
Sometimes
different
this
beans.
sometimes it's pinto, sometimes it's a kidney bean.
And then where's the third bean?
Sometimes a navy bean.
There you go. There's three beans in your diet.
Those are my three main beans. Thank goodness I don't have a bean allergy. I hope I do not develop a bean allergy.
With milk, I don't get like a rash or anything. I get
Don't really get
gas.
a
Like,
rash.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's the most common.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine is I just get like little bumps on my arms and legs. They don't last long, like a it'll go away in
Well, do you
24
remember I
hours.
told you about that weird allergy I got and I never found out what it was, but I had to go to the hospital and get a shot in my ass?
I remember that right up
Yeah.
the
I had
butthole.
oh I had to go twice. I had to go once to the emergency room and then another to the hospital, and I never found out what that was. Like I don't know what it was, but it was bad. Like it my whole skin felt like it was on fire and I would just like welt up. Like it was weird. And the only thing I did was take out like detergents. Like I started using allergy sensitive detergent and stuff like that. And but then I went back to Downy and stuff that I was using, so I don't know if that
What it
even
was,
helped.
yeah.
We did change detergent entirely though. Like we use an all allergy sensitive detergent now.
Yeah, I think we do too.
Barb
That's what
says she got that I got bit by a spider. That's why she thinks.
I think
Yeah.
Barb didn't wash her hands one day when she came back from the lab, so she had something on her
She had
hands and she
something on her
touched you.
hands, some
Yeah.
chemicals. That's right.
And she made you a snack and
Yeah, she made me a sandwich after she touched those
it
chemicals. I
was
said,
all over.
"Here,
Here, eat
take
this.
this. Eat this sandwich." And then I had this reaction. And several thousand dollars later, I was okay.
Well, thankfully it disappeared.
Yeah. But I
Whatever
always
it
get
was.
like the threshold like kicks in sometimes. Like I'm like, is it gonna happen again? Like I could sort of feel it, but it doesn't do it. It's almost like I can feel it when it's starting and I don't know what I do. I don't do anything. And then it just goes away.
Yeah.
But that one time, it's like my immune system just gave into it or something. And it was weird.
Went haywire.
Yeah, that's why we're a podcast for old people.
Yes.
And we were sponsored today by Lactaid Milk, the milk you should
It's
be
milk
drinking.
that you can drink.
And not shit your pants.
You won't shit your pants.
That's right.
The milk you should drink if you're tired of shitting your pants. Are you tired of shitting your pants?
Then
Drink
have some
Lactaid.
lactate.
Now in cherry malt flavor.
Ah, cherry malt. I haven't
Don't
had
think I'd
one.
like. I don't really like cherry flavored stuff.
You liked your wine.
I do like cherry wine.
If you did not like this cherry, next time we're having a cherry malt, and you're getting one, and if you don't like it, then I'll just drink it. Because I'll
It's
drink
like
two
savage
cherry malts.
dragon.
I have
You
no
don't mind having
problem.
two
I'll
of
double fist those fuckers.
them.
I love a good cherry malt. I'd be shocked if you didn't like it. I
It just
would.
depends on the if it's too cherry. Like I like cheer wine because it's a very subtle cherry flavor. Like usually like cherry candy is like
This is
too
like a
cherry.
subtle, and then it's even like more subtle with malt in it. Like,
Yeah, does it overpower the malt probably overpowers the cherry.
no, you can definitely taste the cherry, but it doesn't. It's not like an overpowering cherry. It's not like cherry Kool-Aid or cough
A cherry
medicine
lollipop or something.
or cherry. I can't think of like bad cherry.
Anything. Except for cheer wine.
It's close to cheer wine. It really is, in my opinion. It's like that smooth cherry.
Oh yeah, smooth
Have you
cherries.
ever had a cherry Mr. Misty? Do you know what a
No,
Mr. Misty is?
I don't.
It's like a Dairy Queen. It's like a snow cone. Like how could I describe a Mr. Misty? It's like a snow cone
Slush.
cherry slush, a slush, a cherry slush with
Like
ice
a
cream in
slushy.
it.
And...
With ice
Oh,
cream.
I have had slushy with ice cream on top.
Well, there you go. That's a
I've had it with root
Mr.
beer, though.
Misty.
Not with. What do you put in it?
Cherry.
Sure. I'd rather root beer.
No, you'd rather
What do you
have
call that, a
cherry.
Mr. Misty?
A Mr. Misty. Mr. Misty float. What are you talking about? Why are you shaking your head?
She's like, you're so wrong.
Huh? No, it's not the same, but I didn't say it was the same. I said I like to get a cherry Mr. Misty. That's the same thing that I got the other time from the Misto, the cherry Misto. It's the same thing. No, it's not gross. What are you talking about?
Wait, which does she think is gross?
The cherry Mr. Misty.
Would she ask her if she would like it with root beer flavor?
Would you like it with root beer? That's just a root beer float. What the fuck are you talking about?
But it has slushy stuff in it too. It has a snow cone in it as well.
So it's like if you had some really bad ice cream that iced over in the freezer, that's what you're eating.
Perhaps I'm confused about what this Mr. Misty is. I'm gonna look it up.
Mr. Misty float.
Misty.
Mr. Misty float.
Lot. Misty float. Food menu, Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
How come I never saw this at a Dairy Queen before?
Because you don't go to Dairy Queen?
I go there occasionally.
What do you get at Dairy Queen?
I usually get a Blizzard.
That's so common. You can get a Blizzard anywhere.
Oh, I can't. Dairy Queen won't load for me.
You're blocked.
Bitch.
They're
blocked
like
from Dairy Queen.
You can't see images on Google for Mr. Misty Float?
What?
Are you kidding me? Don't even put Dairy Queen in it. And Dairy Queen will show up.
I didn't.
Up.
I put Mr. There's pictures, but I didn't click on those. I clicked on the Dairy Queen. All right, I'll pick on the picture. Oh, that's just like a tiny little baby amount of ice cream. What's that green
No,
one?
The ice cream goes all the way to the bottom.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I didn't know they had that. I'm going to have to get one of these with root
it's
beer
like,
flavor, though.
It's almost like you... Have you ever had like a sundae? Well, they put ice cream all the way, you know, to the bottom of the cup, and then they cover it with hot chocolate, you know, hot fudge. That's the same thing, except now you're surrounded by snow cone or ice.
Cone. Yeah, I've had something similar to that. There's a place near us that does, they do kind of like a little bowl with the snow cone stuff and then put like a scoop of ice cream on top of it.
Yeah. And this one goes all the way to the bottom, though.
Yeah. I would like that.
And then there's a thing called a Mr. Misty Freeze, and that's if they blended it. So that it's the same recipe, except now they're sticking it in their Blizzard machine.
Oh, yeah, the freeze.
Yeah. There's one in this picture that does look like a root beer. At least in mine.
So Misty sure slush.
I wonder if I could just type root beer and see if it exists. Root beer. That's bear. Root beer.
Homemade slushy float.
They use Barks root beer. I don't know if you like that.
Barks? Yeah, I like Barks.
Barks is a stronger root beer, in my opinion. And it's caffeinated.
Yeah, baby. That's the stuff.
That's the stuff. That's where it's at, baby.
I gotta stop looking through these pictures.
Because now you're gonna have to get one? Or because your internet is going to...
I'm gonna use up all my bandwidth.
Don't click on it! No!
All right, what are we starting with?
I don't know. How did we start Dairy Queen? I don't know. Oh, we started with lactose, and then it went to Mr. Misty Floats.
Your lactose. Yeah, have you drank your lactose yet?
I did. I had a bowl of cereal, and the ratio, like, I like Captain Crunch cereal, which is just without the berries. And this
I don't
time
like I, that because it cuts up the top of your mouth.
Not if you're a man.
You just got to build up calluses.
That's right. But I got the berry one this time, and the ratio to Captain Crunch and the berries was off. It's like it had way too much berry because it almost felt like the all berry. Because Captain Crunch, you could get the all berry now, yeah, too.
I was going to say the all berry didn't sell well enough, so now they got to use up those berries.
Yeah, it must be. The ratio was off.
Interesting. So it's like half and half.
No, it was more like three quarters berry, a
Really?
fourth
That's
crunch. Yeah.
not right. That'd be like if you got Lucky Charms and it was like three quarters marshmallow.
Oh, I would like that.
Do they have Lucky Charms all marshmallow?
Oh, marshmallow. That would be a little too sweet. I'd need a little bit of
That
charm in there. That would be like.
would pour water in it, it would just become like one big blob.
Yeah, I don't pour
Or
water
milk,
in
that's
my
fair.
cereal
I know. I do.
like
Well, normal people would pour milk in. That's what I was gonna
you
say. If you're lactose intolerant, if you and don't want to buy lactaid, just use water. It's the same. It just looks weird. Otherwise, it's the same.
when I was
Just mental.
young, when I was
Just mental.
young, this I sh I don't know if I should say this, but.
Too late now.
My mom used to throw me and my brother into the bathtub, right?
Oh yeah, every parent does that when the kids are little.
Yeah, well, we used to be in the bathtub, but she'd also say, "Do you want And we used to get Chips Ahoy cookies and soak them in the tub and eat them. So it was like filthy. We're soaking in our own filth eating
Milk
chocolate
your
chip
filled
cookies.
water. Oh man.
I'm like,
Wow,
God
I was not
damn.
expecting that. Wow. And your mom was okay with this?
Yeah.
Wow. How, like, oh, that's just wrong on so many levels. Was this after you washed yourselves? Like, was this soapy water? Or was it early? Was it just like plain, just butt water?
There was soap in there. I don't know what was in there. Well,
It's like, here,
I
just
mean
wash
it.
your hair. Okay, that was good. Now you guys can have your cookies.
Well, the last time I took a bath with my brother, he shit in the tub, and then I never did it again. I remember it distinctively because we had a Wonder Woman Mego doll, and we were just like having fun pulling her apart, like we were separating her arms and stuff like that. And then my brother grabbed something out of the tub and he said, "Ooh, look, a submarine." It was a turd. He shit in the tub.
And you're like, I didn't
And
know
I
you got
just
Chips
like
Ahoy.
jumped out of that tub so fast. And I said, "Mom, Pat shit in the tub." And then I never did it again. So I mean, yeah, eating those
Your
cookies
brother
is probably
leaving
not a good idea.
only baths.
But it built up our immune systems.
That's true. I'll drink all this shitty water.
Just rub a little dirt on it. It's all right.
Yeah, that's part of life.
Yep.
You're gonna eat some shit at some point. No avoiding it. You get in a public pool, you're gonna be eating some shit. That's all there is to it.
That's right.
Not a lot, just a little.
So what book are we gonna cover?
But I remind, so I was reading,
Shit in the tub number one. No.
I was reading an article about some guy who it was something COVID related, but anyway, he was saying it was a guy who in his old job, he's like a chemical scientist, and in his old job he had a job where he had to test the water in Las Vegas pools, like at
Oh
hotel
my
pools.
God.
And
I can't imagine the
it was
amount
listing
of
out all the
urine
stuff
and
that was in
fecal
the water.
matter.
It was pretty good. I mean, there's the usual, there's pee and poo in there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, people's butts are and wieners are in the pool, so what are you going to
Yeah.
do? But then, like, there's all these, like, drugs.
Really?
Yeah, there's, like, cocaine and amphetamines and all kinds of stuff. And prescription drugs. And And I don't know if that's, yeah, I guess it's just because people who do drugs, it's, you know, on their skin or whatever.
That surprises me that there's so much of that in like a public pool.
But they, that's Las Vegas, so.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's
That
people
make
doing it, probably doing it in the
that makes 100%
difference. Yeah.
difference. Okay.
It's not a just.
If you're in the city of sin, I could expect that, I guess.
That's pretty funny.
If you want to get high, you just go underwater.
Yeah, you'd have to drink a lot of water, but there's a chance.
Why is Bill underwater most of the time?
Why is Bill snorting the pool water?
He
Not
must
under the
really
ratio.
like
You may
he
be
must
getting
think
more
he's a
pee and poo.
fish.
You may be getting more pee and poo than you are drugs, but that might be worth it to you.
Well, every time I did get into a public pool, I would always shower before and after. Like I was taught to.
Yeah,
So
that's good.
I don't know.
But I mean, shower. It's not like you're showering your butt crack,
No,
your
but it
butthole.
helps to shower before
Yeah, it gets
you
all
know.
the skin, dead skin off you
Yeah.
anyway.
Like I can't imagine like out east doing that because out east, you could have swamp ass because of all the humidity.
Oh, in the south.
Yeah, in the south. And then you jump into the pool.
Yeah, refreshing. All that ball
That's
sweat, now
oh,
floating around in
nasty.
the pool.
Take it in.
That's right. Never go underwater in a public pool. Whatever you do, yes, and shower immediately after. Get a lot of pee and poo and other things.
That's right.
All right, what comic were we doing?
Let's see. Cardinal Dagon, we got to cover that one.
Let me find my notes for that one.
You
Although
already
I.
have the first, you know, the first three issues of Cardinal Dagon are out. I read the first two. But the third one just came out this week.
Ooh, good. Let me find it. Where is it? Where is it? Oh, there it is. So this is from Behemoth Comics.
The double page spread, I think, is what made you give this at least a 4 out of 5.
Which was the double page spread?
It's like the last if. It's the last page, or the last second to the last page.
The Doomsday Starter Pack?
Yeah, because there's dick on it.
Oh yeah, there's a Dix.
There's two. There's at least two
There's
dicks on there.
Dix. There are two Dix. I can't remember if there's any Dix in the story.
There's breasts. This guy has like a cult that has it made because I don't see any dudes in his cult. They're all women. Oh no, there
That's
are a
it.
couple. There's one dude with like a white mustache with a girl on his shoulders. So there are a few punk rocker dudes. There's Bill Bomer. He's got a black mass for, and he says, "Girls are welcome, bras are not."
Yeah, so the main concept in this is that the what is it, the son of Satan, right? Yeah, the son of the demon has a kind of a church on Earth, and they're trying to start the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's like we have our popes for Catholicism. They have their popes, and they're called black popes.
Yeah. And then at the opening of the story, they get the Black Pope is on a helicopter, and they're going to, I can't remember where they're going.
They're going to start the apocalypse. They're
Oh,
taking
okay.
some device with them,
Yeah, to start the apocalypse, and then they get attacked by the Knights Templar, is that what it was? And slaughtered. So then this organization now needs to find the Pope's successor.
It's pretty cool, though. I like the fact that it looks like the Black Pope won, and he goes to the one Knights Templar, and he's like, you know, putting his fingers in his nose, you know, all his orifices that are bleeding, and he's causing pain, and that guy, he's like, mission accomplished, and he's got like a detonator. He just blows himself to bits. And I kind of like how the guy's face, you know, the Pope's face, he's like, ah. He's like, oh, shit. And the whole helicopter gets blown to bits.
Boom. Nice. Yeah, and then the successor they find is leading a cult in Atlantic City. And like you said, there's a bunch of women, and he's shooting them with his
holy water with the squirt pistols.
Yeah.
They're like, Father, bless me. Bless me. He's got his squirt pistols. He pulls them out, and he's like, squirt, squirt. As Stormy Peaks, I command you to rise. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, it is very humorous, and I like the art too. It was a nice kind of gritty style.
Yeah,
it's very, very fitting to the story.
And this then, guy's so, got yeah, a pretty so good. It's... He's got a pretty good operation. I could see why he's like hesitant to leave. He's like, hey, you know, I don't want to do this. Plus the Black Popes that want him to do his job or whatever they are. They look like death. I mean, they look like skulls. They don't look.
Yeah, they're demons.
They don't look
human
at all.
Mm-mm. Yeah, so they're trying to convince him, and he's like, "Why would I go with you?"
Yeah, like, he doesn't want any part, and he's like, "Well, choose. You could either die, like we'll kill you right now, yeah, and find the next pope, or you can do your job." Oh, yeah,
here's your choice. Is you join us or we'll kill you? He's like, yeah. Oh, okay, I guess I'll join you. Yeah, it's good. I liked it. I quite enjoyed it.
And they give him a bodyguard.
Yeah, he gets a demon bodyguard.
I don't know if it's a demon or if he wears the mask, because it looks like he's got a beard underneath it.
Oh, you think it was just a...
It's hard to tell. I can't tell.
Strapped on.
Because he looks like he has human ears, and underneath there's a beard. And
yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think it is just a mask. You're right.
A goat mask of some sort.
So he's just a big dude with a goat mask.
Turn around every now and then. If you read this,
oh, yeah, playing the music, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, his is a hero. Yeah. I'm holding out for a hero till the morning light. They play almost the whole song in this.
They do.
And then the Pope, I think the Catholicism Pope is going to stop him, but maybe I read past that.
Yeah, it looks like at the end of this, they're getting Brother Jeremiah.
Yeah.
He's this big dude with scars on his back from being whipped.
Yep, it was pretty good. I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, so did I. And this is written by Massimo Rossi, who he's done a bunch of stuff.
The artist is pretty impressive.
Yeah, Giuseppe Constable.
He looks...
Constable.
It kind of looks like Riley Rossimo-ish, but not. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a little. Yeah, I can see that.
At least coming from the school of that. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah, I quite enjoyed it. Which I'm glad, because I'm getting all of those issues.
I don't mean to disappoint you, but I don't think it's just three issues like you thought.
What?
I
That
don't.
just the, that might just be the first arc.
Yeah, that in other words, there's a to be continued.
Yeah. That's how they get me. See, they trick me.
Yeah.
That still works
You're
because if
one of
they.
the few though, like, oh, you have this mentality that like I'll get trades, but if they have like three issues, you're like at this, that's like the magic number. Like if it goes beyond three issues, then you'll wait for the trade, but three issues is kind of like, oh, do I stay with the singles or
Well, I already own a third of it at that point, so it's like
yeah.
easier just to get the last two issues. That's when they screw me.
So we should talk about the other book that Behemoth did just because we're in Behemoth.
Which was the other Behemoth? Oh, Hotline Miami. I forgot that was
Yeah.
Behemoth. And I do like the Behemoth books have the thicker hard the thicker covers,
Yeah.
or the card stock covers. Which is nice.
They
Based
do
on Hotline Miami characters owned by Denton Games.
For one thing, it made me want to like Google what the game looks like, 'cause this is a weird kind of game.
Yeah, do you just go around killing people? Is
Well,
that the
I don't
game?
know. What it kind of gave me a vibe of is sort of 100 bullets, but not like he's given like a suitcase of stuff, and he's saying like you'll work for us, and they give him a costume of like this rabbit head. But this guy is sort of like, from what I can tell, he's a well-to-do 20-year-old that
Yeah,
does a lot of drugs. Like,
he's a rich kid who does drugs and has like arcade machines in his basement.
yeah. Well, he
Because
has the air hockey table
it
too.
opens
Like,
with him playing air hockey with a buddy of his. But he's got like a full bar and yeah, all the drugs you could snort. And then he gets a weird phone call. Basically telling him he's been recruited.
well, he's been donating to an anti-Russian like militia, it looks like.
Yeah.
It's very like anti-Russian, and he's been sending money, and the guy's like, "Why are you sending money?" And he's like, "What? Well, I have so much money. It's like, what am I gonna do with the money? I might as well support a cause that I believe in." And he joined. They start sending him this mysterious package, and it's got like Uzis and guns and a mask, and they tell him to show up at an address at a certain time dressed like this. And that's kind of how it ends, but the first part of the story is like foreshadowing, I think,
Yeah.
because it's he slaughters a lot of
It opens with him, or at least some person in the rabbit hat, going into a building and or in a house where he's killed a bunch of people, and he's chasing down the last guy and trying to and killing him.
And he has a he had a like a girlfriend here, but he kind of like lost his cool because he didn't want her to look inside the package. She was trying to figure out what came in, and he's like he grabbed her aggressively and said, "Hands off. This is none of your business." And she said, "Heck with that. I liked you because you were cool and you had cocaine, but it's not worth it." And she just leaves him.
Visuals.
Very interesting colors. I think they did a good 80s vibe to it, like the way the people are dressed. I was entertained.
Yeah, I did like the colors a lot because it's kind of like a more
Miami
pastel-y,
Vice,
yeah,
yeah, kind
kind
of
of like the cover. The palette they used.
yeah. I used to dress like that too. I used to dress in 87 definitely like that.
Like in a
I'd wear
pink
these,
polo.
well, I'd wear like white pants with like a pink muscle shirt and then another shirt that go over the pink muscle shirt.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say you dressed like the girl.
No, not like the girl. Well,
The cut-off
pantless.
top and no pants, yeah.
That was only when I was at home.
That's right. It's only around the house. Yeah, we had some, there's 80s had some interesting fashion, that's for sure.
I think I got out of it pretty quick, though. As soon as I got to college, I sort of dumped that look.
Yeah, I think that, yeah, we must have gone to college right at the tail end of when that had died down, because when I got to college, that wasn't the style anymore.
Yeah.
So I think that must have petered out around 86 or 87.
Yeah. I was trying to find out, like, if I had. I wish more pictures I had of when I was at that age, because I did a lot of experimentations with my look a lot,
Oh
and
man.
it would have been cool to see now, especially when I did like this weird haircut where I shaved half of my head off, like punk rockish, like it was
Yeah.
like a half mohawk, but the other half didn't wasn't there. It was weird. I did a lot of weird shit, like with my look, and I didn't care.
Never did weird stuff with my hair. I don't know why. I should have.
I'd spike it sometimes with mousse.
Yeah, Moose was very popular back
Yeah, mousse was popular
then.
back then. And then one time, the basketball team was just like these. My friend got a mohawk, like a full mohawk, and a couple of other guys got weird haircuts. Like they fit more into the other guys fit more into like the new wave style of haircut. You know, like feathered funny or just like
Yeah,
weird.
spiked on the sides or something.
Yeah, just funky. It wasn't quite punk, but it was more of a
Yeah,
wave thing.
flock of
Flock
seagulls.
of seagulls kind of haircuts and stuff, and I tried to do my hair like half punk and half wave. That's what I tried to do.
I wish the flock of seagulls style haircuts would come back, because those are
Oh
some
God, that album is so good
awesome
though.
hair.
I love the Flock of Seagulls, like that whole album that
Oh.
had Iran and oh God,
I
that's
don't know if
such a
I'm all
good.
that familiar with it. I should pick that one up.
It has at least like three hits on it, and it's really good. The whole album is good. Like, it's
Yeah.
really good.
I have a lot of 80s
I mean,
albums,
you
but I
could
don't
go
have that.
to, what is it, for free,
Yeah.
Pandora, and just say, put Flock of Seagulls in, and you'll get most of that album because after that, they kind of went bye-bye in terms of hits.
Yeah, that doesn't mean they're bad, though.
It's really good. It
Well,
doesn't mean they're bad
it's
because there are a lot of one hit. There are some one hit wonders though that really, really are one hit wonders.
yeah, where the rest of the stuff isn't that
Yeah.
good.
Well, like When in Rome, I invested a lot in that band and I only like the one song. I mean, that's it. There are a
Well,
couple of bands that are like that. They're few and far between. But that's one band that I didn't like.
I'm not too familiar with that band, and I don't know if I have any other stuff.
Well, you've had to have heard The Promise. It's like all over the place.
Yeah, I'm
It's a
sure I have.
Napoleon Dynamite, for Christ's sake.
Well, then I've definitely heard it. But I was gonna say, I picked up, I discovered this recently, and I've picked up a couple of the CDs, but different companies are releasing compilations of 80s 12-inch versions of songs.
Yeah, like that used to come out, the long versions.
Yeah, because back in the day they used to bring out like
Danceify it.
12 yeah 12-inch like albums, singles, but it was like extended versions of popular songs. And I remember that back in Canada, there was one radio station that, like, on Saturday nights or whatever, they would play like all the extended dance mix versions of all the songs. But now there's companies that are bringing out CDs with all the extended versions of these songs, so from the 80s, so I can
I
pick up
always
those up.
found them so weird though. Like, XM Radio does that, or Sirius Radio does that, like on Saturday nights. I forget what they call it.
Yeah.
And the song, it's weird because the song sort of like morphs away from what it is, in my
Right, if you're
opinion.
really familiar with the original, then
It almost
it's just a it's a different version of it,
like some
yeah.
like there there there's I'm a big Cure fan, and there's a band there's a an album called Cure Mixed Up, and it's like the danceified versions of their songs. And for me personally, it's like one of my least favorites,
Yeah,
because
I
I
don't.
it sort of takes away from like the original like flow of the song, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I like extended versions of songs. I don't like it when they take a song that's not really a dance song and turn it
I'll
into a
turn it
dance
into a
song.
dance song. So maybe we're thinking of two different things. Because I have the have you ever heard of Stacy Q?
Yeah.
Well, I had that album, and she was known for the I need
I
you.
need you.
And I have the album, and there's like this really long version of
I
it.
remember the extended
The
version of that. I remember
extended
that one.
version is so long. It's almost like
It's very
album
long.
length. It's so long.
I had that on. I said like the radio station that used to play it on Saturday nights. What I didn't
Yeah.
say is I used to record it
I used
on
to
tape.
record a lot of them.
I used to record it on tape and listen to it back, and that was one of the songs that I had on one of my tapes.
I need you.
Love it. God, I love that stuff.
I did that with a couple of like new age or new waves stations. They would only in New Mexico, they would only play like new wave after midnight,
Yeah.
and that's when I would put my I'd go to bed and I'd just let the tape run all night long, and then I'd listen to them, and that's how I learned about a lot of different bands.
Yeah, I used to. We had one that did a similar thing. That's how I learned about like Suicidal Tendencies. And that's how I learned about Beastie Boys, like
Yeah.
before, like really early Beastie Boys stuff, before they hit it big.
That's how I learned about like The Fix and Moav and what is that band that sounds like Depeche Mode? I can't forget what they're. Oh man, I can't even think of their name. It begins
I
with a
think I
C.
camouflage.
Yeah, you got it. How, yeah,
Yeah,
you are so much in my zone, but
I like camouflage.
Camouflage, that was exactly
They're
the
like German
band.
or something. They're
To
like a
me,
German Depeche
they are
Mode.
German, but they are so much into the. If you like Depeche Mode, you'll like Camouflage because
They're
they're
so yeah, they're so 80s.
the beats are so they're so similar in style. I can't believe you dug that up just by the description I gave.
I like camouflage.
I knew it began with a C, but I couldn't think of the name. Wow, you filled it in. We could be like partners in Pictionary or whatever, and
That's right.
probably win. But yeah, that's some good stuff there. I can't remember the they like. The Dead or Alive song too, like You Spin Me Rise Round, that
Oh man, they had
version,
a million.
that
Yeah.
the version of that song, there's like so many different versions of that song.
Yeah. They have a lot of dance versions of that song.
Oh my God, some of them will last a whole album, like the whole thing. Like you could go to a dance club listening to the beginning of that song and then come out and it's still playing.
You go in, they put on that song, and then by the time you're ready to leave, that song's still playing. You're exhausted.
That's one band I always wanted to see, and I had one opportunity, Depeche Mode, and we had our tickets and everything, and they canceled. I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, that was a
They're still
real,
around, right? You
the
could
real.
still see
Well,
them.
there was two. There's three concerts that we should have gone to that I wanted to go to real bad. Well, four. Neil Diamond. I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, and I
That would
can't
be a fun
remember.
show.
Yeah, like I love that movie that has him in it, with Jason Biggs and I forget all that. Silverman, Saving Silverman.
I thought you were talking about
Oh,
Jazz Singer.
the Jazz Singer. I had that album. I love the Jazz Singer. The Jazz Singer's album is like amazing, and it's sort of about a Jewish singer that grows up with his father, and his father doesn't like what he's doing with his music, and he goes to California and becomes a huge rock star at the expense of his father's wishes because he wants him to sing in church and stuff. And but Saving Silverman's an awesome movie too. It's about three guys that are huge Neil Diamond fans.
Right.
But we, for some reason, that got canceled, or we didn't go to it because I had to work, or something weird happened. And the same thing happened to Stevie Nicks. We were supposed to see Stevie Nicks. I'm a
Okay.
huge Stevie Nicks fan. Like, I was very much attracted to her. Especially like when she came up with her solo albums, like Stand Back and, a couple of those.
Yeah.
I thought. During the MTV generation, I thought she was like one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. And then the fact that people would say she's into witchcraft and stuff, and I don't know, it just made her like even more mysterious. And we didn't get to go see her. And then Depeche Mode and Counting Crows. Me and Barb love Counting Crows, and they canceled their concert too, so.
Yeah.
Those are the four that I can remember that I really wanted to see, and we had tickets for, and something happened.
Only saw Depeche Mode once. It was the 80s. It was with sure, what's that other band called? Orchestral Maneuvers in
Oh
the
my
Dark
God,
in Depeche Mode.
OMD! I love OMD.
OMD opening for Depeche Mode.
That
Yeah, it
would have
was pretty
been
awesome. That
freaking awesome.
was in high school.
Damn.
Yeah, that was a great show.
So what album was out at that time? I'm trying to think of
Depeche
what.
Mode, that was Music for the Masses.
Oh, that was a great. That's a great one too.
Yeah,
My
that's one of my favorites.
favorite one from them is Black Celebration. I fucking love that album.
Like Music for My Masses is my favorite, and then Black Soul, and then the earlier stuff.
Yeah.
That
I
was good.
still
And
get their.
OMD was just like really popular at
Well,
the
that's because of Pretty in Pink, right?
time. Yeah, probably. Yeah, it was probably soon after that.
But their whole like I have like a lot of OMD music I still listen to, because sometimes when I'm at work I can't get a signal and I can listen to what I have on my phone, and I have OMD and they come up a lot. So I listen to a lot of OMD. They're good. I wasn't a real big concert goer. I didn't go to a lot of concerts. For one thing, in Albuquerque, there were few and far between. And when I did arrive here, we kind of went nuts with the concert circuit, at least within the first 3 years. But we'd always have to drive to Denver or Boulder, which was an hour and a half drive to 2 hour, half hour drives, depending on the situation. And that gets old after a while. I did get to see the Cranberries, and she passed away recently.
Yeah, I never saw them. That would have been good.
I loved her voice. I
Oh, yeah,
thought
she
it was
was one of a
amazing.
kind. Such passion.
Yeah. The best concert I went to was the Connells, but I was so addicted to their music that it was it's more of their music. They had a great performance. They're pretty awesome. I never got to see a ska band though, and I'm into ska. Never got to see like the Boss Tones or Mustard Plug or any of those bands. Real Big Fish, that's one band I would have really liked to see.
Trying to think. I haven't seen a lot of ska bands, but I'm not really into ska.
I
I
am
guess.
because of the horns. I there's something about like when a ska band performs, and I've never seen them live other than seeing them in videos and stuff. I just love, 'cause the guitar riffs are always the same, right? In ska, it's like do 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 do, you know, it's always sort of the same riff, but the horns is where they differentiate themselves,
Yeah.
and that's the part I love.
I guess, I mean, I did see Fishbone a couple times.
Well, that would have been good. I like them.
Yeah. That's a, they're a fun band to see live. And they have the horns.
Yeah. Fishbone got big when I saw the movie Say Anything. They had a couple of songs on the soundtrack, if
Yeah,
I
earlier
remember
that party at Ground
correctly.
Zero.
Yeah.
That was their big one.
That's when I learned about Fishbone. It wasn't until the movie.
Yeah, I think that's where they hit it.
We saw
Let's
Peter
see.
Gabriel live, and this is when he was an older man, and he's a great performer. Holy crap, is he good?
He's been at it for a long time, so.
No, but his concerts are so, like the fact that you have like a 60-year-old man getting in a gerbil ball and going around the screen. It's like when we saw him, he was already bald, but his performance was amazing. Yeah, a huge Peter Gabriel fan. Shock the Monkey. Then there's bands that I didn't really care for that I'm starting to like more, like Genesis. I don't think I was ever a big Phil. I mean, there was a couple of Phil Collins songs I really liked, but I was never a big fan of, and now I'm really liking their stuff, so.
Yeah, I think I'm the same way. It's like I never disliked them, and their songs are certainly super popular, but I never really sought out their albums or anything.
Yeah, I didn't do that until recently.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I would like, especially I'd like to check out some early Genesis.
Yeah, I've been listening to Genesis a lot at work lately, and I've been enjoying it. And there's a lot of stuff that I didn't even know, you know, like I didn't even discover until because I started listening to the albums. Like I
Yeah, all
only
the
knew their
songs that
big
never got
songs, yeah.
airplay, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's some great stuff in the earlier Genesis stuff. Or I guess any of the Genesis
Yeah.
stuff.
Well, I think Peter Gabriel was a singer before Phil Collins, so too, so in
Was he?
Genesis, yeah. Yep. And that we all got in down the 80s kick because of Hotline Miami. So
Yes, thank you. Hello, I'm Miami.
drug cocaine and 80s Miami Vice shirts.
That's what we were around in the 80s, but we were too young to know about the drug scene. Be into the drug scene, the cocaine
Yeah.
scene.
Yeah, I never did the drugs, that's for sure. But there's a lot of drugs in the Behemoth books because this Cardinal Dagan has like orgy of drugs too, I think.
Yeah, there's lots of drugs.
But I'm impressed with the company. Like I don't understand the company. Like, I don't know what their model is, but that William Blake thing that I read, and
Yeah, he was
these,
just like
I'm
that.
really impressed. Quality wise, they're great. I don't know where they came out of, but
I think they're for, aren't they at a, does it even say anywhere?
don't know. I know that one of the guys was the artist of William Blake is European somewhere, but
Yeah, I know they're definitely Spanish, I think, in
yeah.
origin, but I don't know if their company is based out of Spain or
Yeah, it's hard to tell
if they have an
because
American.
Hotline Miami's a video game. Like, I don't. That looks like an American game, but who knows? I don't know its origin.
Yeah, who knows with those things anymore?
I gave that one a 4 out of 5 too, and I don't mean to sound redundant, but
Yeah, I did as well.
It was
They
really
were
well
there with.
done. Like, art style wise, I like Cardinal Dagan better because I like Rossimo and the way he drew, like, those women, and
Yeah, it
like
was very gritty. It was good. It
I, I
was
I I
really good.
liked I liked those black popes, like those ones that went to go meet him. Like, they did look horrific. They looked at like something that came out of Amigo. Like, he looks like ridiculous. He looks like a pimp that's running a cult, but those creatures or whatever they were that went to go visit him, they look something like out of an El Torres comic book. They looked really creepy. And then I thought the other book, while it's totally different, did a really good job with hairstyles and especially colors, like color decorations and the way it was done in the 80s. And it was like took place in like late 80s, I think, which I can relate to. So yeah, those are good books. Did you read Miles to Go?
I did.
This one I really liked. I love the cover design on these suckers. I don't know what it is, but for one thing, the logo is amazing. I love the logo, which it's simply like an arrow going to the right, and then it has miles to go, and then it has like a car driving over it. It looked really cool. And then it has like a woman. At this time, I don't think you know the age of the woman, but she's like s sitting over a bed with her Converse and a Band-Aid on her knee, and there's a gun underneath the bed.
On the
And
floor.
the colors are like in a pinkish mauve looking style. I love the design on it. It's a cool design. The colorist on this, man. Who's the colorist? Might be the artist. Because I don't see a colorist on here. Steven Molnar. It's gorgeous.
That's a letter.
No?
Yeah, I think.
Steven Molnar is the artist.
Oh, you're right.
B. Clay Amar is the writer. Thomas Maurer is the letter.
Letter. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he must have colored it as well as drawing it.
I really like this one. I didn't quite give it a 5 out of 5, but it was close. I don't know if it was the time I read it or what, but it was really interesting.
Yeah, I liked it. I didn't like it as that as much as you, but I did enjoy it. I
But
do like
it
that it opens with a little girl killing a dude.
and it's artistically done awesome. Like, she's sitting there talking to him and he's like, "What are you, like 12? I have a daughter your age and you're gonna hear sit here killing me?" And she's like blowing a bubble and she blows his brains
Yeah.
out.
Well, it's good because yeah, the first page you don't even see him; you just see her, and she's like inter talking to him, waving a gun around, and chewing bubble gum.
Yeah.
Then she blows him away.
And then it cuts to her future where she's a mom now, and it looks like she's in the middle of a divorce. And she has a young daughter
I think
about the
she's
same age that she was.
recently divorced, but her ex-husband doesn't particularly like the fact that they got divorced. He wants
Yeah.
to get back.
Get back together. And the daughter is kind of like caught in the middle of it all. And they're setting up a date for, she's gonna have the babysitter come over, and she's gonna go meet her husband. Meanwhile, there's a couple FBI agents that are waiting outside of they're spying on her
Yeah,
essentially.
they're watching her, yeah.
And she goes to a hospital to visit the same guy that sort of trained her to be an assassin. He's on his deathbed, and he's like, I don't know, he looks like in his 80s, maybe 90s.
Yeah, he was in the opening scene when she killed that
Yeah.
dude. He was like watching her,
As a little
helping
girl, and she goes to visit him, like, this could be his end of days.
her.
And he encourages her to just go on with her life and just forget everything that happened. And then those FBI agents go in, they follow her there, and they essentially kill the guy, the old man. And then it sets off another assassin that I think is going to go after Amara Bishop, which is our
Yeah,
main character.
there's another guy who's coming into town.
And then it has a hell of an ending, and I don't know what to think about it, because when you read the coming to a the next issue, it kind of spoils it for you. So I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. Well, at the ending there, yeah, there's a scene and you don't know exactly what happened. And it kind of ends on a cliffhanger, but then they describe the next issue, and it kind of reveals something that happened, so you know what happened.
Yeah.
And then, did you read the back matter?
I did not, did you?
Yeah, which is interesting because the back matter kind of explains what's going on, and that maybe that's why I gave it less of a. Maybe I shouldn't have read the back matter.
Oh, the back matter ruined it for you?
It didn't ruin it, but I wish the stuff in the back matter had been in the story. Like, the story is way bigger than what is in the issue.
Huh, that's
Because it talks
interesting.
about, it's like, because it, so the back matter is a bunch of redacted documents from the Office of the Assistant Secretary of Defense and something. And a thing from her school. So there's one like from the principal of her school talking about when she was a kid and the trouble she used to get into in high school. But the stuff from the Secretary of Defense talks about like a secret government program that she was involved in. So it
Yeah.
kind of like explains who she is and reveals more about her than was revealed in the story, which I thought is like, well, why didn't you just put that in the story? It was weird that it was in the back matter.
Yeah, that is weird. I want to read it now. I want to see
Yeah.
if it impacts what, I don't know.
If it changes your opinion,
Yeah.
it would be interesting because, yeah, the story itself, I mean, it was good and it was well told, but it's kind of hard to tell where it's going to go.
Yeah.
But then reading the back matter, it's like, oh, I didn't even know that's what the story was about. And I'm guessing, like in future issues, it'll probably
What
be
did you give
revealed
it
more.
then? What did you give the book?
I gave it a 3 out of 5, but it was close to a 4 out of 5.
Wow, that's pretty low considering the art and quality.
Yeah.
That 'cause that's cusp, I'm not gonna get the trade.
It
That's
is.
borderline that.
It's
So, wow.
borderline. Yeah. I almost need to expand my. Because
I liked
it
it a
wasn't.
lot. I liked it a lot more than you did then. Like
Yeah.
I almost gave it a 5 out of 5, and you're not even close to that. So,
Yeah.
maybe I shouldn't
This
read the back matter.
I wouldn't. Because I would wait until they reveal it in the story.
Okay.
Don't think there's any. reading it's not going to help your
appreciation of the story.
Yeah, I'd rather I would have preferred that information had come out in the story, and not just been stuck in my face like that.
What did you give Hotline? You gave that a 4 out of 5?
Yeah, the other ones I gave 4 out of 5.
Wow, this is interesting because, like, if I had to pick. Well, my favorite is Basket Full of Heads, no joke. But if I had to pick my favorite of this
between
bunch
three,
of number,
yeah,
of these three, it was Miles to Go.
Mine would have been.
But Unkindness of Ravens is close to me. I liked it quite a bit.
Well, we had talked about that one. Let me see what I gave that one. Oh, yeah, that's a 4 out of 5 too. A lot of 4 out of 5s. Out of these three, I think I like Cardinal, Dagon, then Hotline Miami, then Miles to Go. But they're all very close. They're all good.
Yeah, they're all very close, but Miles to Go is my favorite of the bunch outside of... Yeah. I mean, Basket Full of Heads is in a league of its own, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's separate.
Yeah, I can't even compare it.
That was, well, if we go by the number one of Basket Full of Heads, that was a 5 out of 5 for me.
Well, the Basket Full of Heads was near perfection. Like, where did this guy... Leo Max come from, Bill? I have never seen.
What does it say at the back?
A more realistic depiction of a woman. I think that
of a basket and a head. Or a
no,
head and
no,
a basket.
Like the lead character.
Yeah.
Like when she's drawn, like her freckles, the way she smirks. It just seemed like so.
Yeah, it captures the.
It's not like you could say, oh, he used this photo reference. It looks real. Like, it looks like she's coming out of the page real. Even when she has, like, her, you know, feet on the dashboard, there's everything about her, just looks, her expressions, everything, the way she bends her feet. It's a very Quentin Tarantino feet frenzy in the first issue. But God, that's good. Yeah. But before we get to that, let's get to Unkindness of Ravens.
All right. Unkindness of Ravens. After
this is by Dan Panosian.
Yeah. Written by him.
The cover is amazing.
Art by Mariana Ignazi. Yeah, well, it's a Panosian cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. That is a great cover. The depth.
The one thing that deceived me on the issue is the cover makes you think it's going to be very dark depicted, but it's... Interiors are very light depicted.
Right. Like, it mostly takes place during the daytime.
The color tones, though.
Actually, all of the whole thing is the daytime, isn't it? Yeah.
Well, except for the beginning, which gives you, like, the Abigail house, the private history.
Yeah. The
that looks... Story. Like, the way it opens up is exactly the way I expected it. And then it kind of goes to a high school.
Yeah, then it's all of a sudden
scenery.
A high school story.
I like the opening. I thought it was very good. It reminded me of a creepy old library that just has all this history. And I like the way it was told. But this is a witch story. At least that's what I'm making it out to be.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the opening and the way the story is going.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it starts with this new girl. She's starting at a new school. And she gets to school and she's freaked out because there's a missing persons poster. And she looks at it and the girl on the poster looks exactly like her. And she's like, whoa. And then she notices like other people are like staring at her, all the other students, because they're freaking out because she looks exactly like this girl who's gone missing.
Yeah.
And then the weird thing is, so she goes to her locker. And then they're like, that's the girl who went missing's locker. What are you doing using it? And they're like, this is the one they assigned me. And they're like, And then she's like, why did they assign me the locker of a girl who is just missing?
Right. And she looks exactly like it. It's weird.
Yeah. Who looks exactly like me. It's like something weird's going on here.
Yeah. And I'm sure that that'll be revealed, but she opens up her locker and she sees things that nobody else can see because that one kid that's with her that introduces himself,
Right, he
he
didn't see it.
who looks like he's gonna be a friend, she sees like verbiage like meet us here, blah blah
Yeah, like
blah.
yeah, glowing text.
Yeah, and the guy's like, what are you looking at? I don't see anything. But that's kind of like his her friend. He's like introducing her to the school. He kind of knows the names. Well, this is this clique. This is that clique. Here's the jocks. They're going to pick on us. Let's just keep your head down and move away. Let them take the table in the cafeteria. And they tell her, no, you can't go away. You sit here. So, like, the popular group kind of tells them to meet him after school. And she has a choice to go meet these witches
Yeah,
or
then the
go meet the
witches come over
popular.
and
Yeah.
introduce themselves. And they say, "Did you see our invitation?" So yeah, so now she has two places she can go.
Yeah. I liked it too, because even the popular guy was like preventing her from going outside, and she's like, well, I know karate. She gets in this karate stance. And they let her go outside, so she
Yeah, she
meets the
goes.
witches.
He's like, "What are you gonna do?" And she was like, "You really want to see what I can do with 10 years of karate training?"
Yeah. I like it. I like it. I witches things are sometimes hit or miss. I at least in the movies. I didn't like the witch. I sort of liked the Rob Zombie one, whatever the hell that was called, the Salem. I forgot what the name
Yeah,
of
I
it
never
is.
saw.
I watched that one finally. What was that witch book? Well, she's on with Daryl. I don't remember what that one is called, but it's on Amazon Prime. So I don't know where this is going. And then there's always those young witches movies like Charmed and all that
Yeah,
other stuff.
it's very much a teenage witches in high school
Yeah.
thus far. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. I like the art though.
I do like the art, but I'd rather have Panosian draw it because
Panosian. Me too. But this is, it kind of reminds me of someone, but I can't remember who. It's kind of like a clean man
Yeah.
choking on my Belvita.
Oh, you snuck one in. I gave it a 4 out of 5. So there's a lot of 4 out of 5s, but
Yeah,
hell
I did
with it. I'm gonna give Miles to Go a 5 out of 5 just to stand
it.
above the rest.
Differentiate it, yeah.
I really enjoyed it. I don't know why it. I thought the art
Just hit it hit for you.
it hit with me. I thought the art was amazing. I thought the colors were amazing. I thought the pacing was amazing, so I should give it what I originally wanted to give it. I thought
Yeah, you
the
seem to be
cliffhanger
on
was
the wrong
amazing,
order.
except I didn't like where they placed the next issue at. I think that was a bad place to put it.
Yeah, that's it. I question all the back matter in this, the timeliness of it.
Do you think you might have given it a 4 out of 5 if you didn't read the back matter?
Maybe. I wish there was just a little bit more in the story. Like, I enjoyed everywhere it was going, but like, it was missing. I think if maybe they had put the twist that's in the back matter in the story itself or hinted at it, I think it would have, that might have, that would have pushed it above for me. So it's really weird that they did it that way. Because it almost, in putting it in the back matter, it's almost like they said, "We realize that there's not enough in the story to hook people, so we want to throw in something else to hook them."
Right.
It's like, why couldn't you have, you should have, why didn't you just find a way to work it into the story? Would have been that hard to do. Throw a little mystery in
Well, I
there.
don't want to read the back matter now. I think I'm just going to jump right into
Yeah, I
two
would,
because I'm
I advise
like,
against it.
I don't want it to affect my enjoyment.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to read it as the writer, I guess, originally intended it to be told. And I understand the dilemma, right? Because it's like you can only fit so much in the first issue, and it's a matter of how much. It's a risk waiting to do a reveal of the second issue, because people like me aren't going to get the second issue because there wasn't enough in the first issue. But then if you move it to the first issue, that might throw off your pacing or whatever.
Yeah.
Or there may just not be room for it. So, and then then you could throw in the back matter, but then you end up in this situation.
Let's jump into a basket full of heads.
Right, we have one more.
Oh, do we? What is it?
Savage Dragon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one. I had it in a different pile.
The first printing of issue 252.
Yeah, I can see. It'll be interesting to see his, like, color schemes, or why he was not happy with the color schemes. I thought the color scheme in this one was good because it had a muted, like, newspaper
yeah, that's what he was going for.
Yeah,
I can see what he's saying, but like in the Kathy parody strip, you can, like, on the green background, you can see, like, actually, on a lot of the panels, you can see the... I can't remember what it's called. It's where the dots create, like, a pattern that they're not supposed to be creating. It's like an optical illusion, kind of.
My favorite one was Dick Tasty.
Oh, Dick Tasty. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, so in this, there's... So basically, it's an issue of Savage Dragon where it's all parodies of different comic strips. So there's a Family Circus, Peanuts. I don't know what this one is.
Wait. Kathy. I did not know what Rex Melvin DDS was. Did you?
No, but I recognized the logo, so I know I've seen it. It's just one of those ones, a serial that I never read. So.
Yeah, I recognize the logo, but that's about it. I don't know what it's coming from.
Yeah, I didn't either. And then they have Popeye.
Kathy is Angel, right?
Yeah, Angel's Kathy.
Popeye is the only thing that's weird about the Popeye one. Like it distinctively looks like Popeye. It's just the title, Rumble Theater. Like, it threw me off.
That's because Popeye was originally in a comic called. It was originally called something else. It was something theater.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Theater. Yeah, I'm blanking on what it was called.
Well, the Drumpf Bunker is Doonesbury, or
Doonesbury. Drumpf Bunker.
What was the Boxnod is Foxtrot.
Yeah, it's Foxtrot.
Is the Wizard of Id the Running Bear, or what was
no,
that one?
No, that's Tumbleweeds.
Oh, I could not make that one out. Even though I can, like, the way the Native American guy is drawn, I thought it was Wizard. I was getting Wizard of Id from that. I don't know why.
Yeah,
Calvin and Hobbes, Dick Tracy, Dick Tasty. Maxine is Doonesbury, right? Or Blondie?
Blondie, yeah.
Yeah. Blondie. So I got them all except for the medical one.
Yeah, I still don't know what that one is. MD. I think it's like a doctor, like somebody something MD.
It would have been interesting to know what that one came from.
It said in the back that he's going to reveal what they're all from.
Oh, like, yeah. I know on his Twitter, sometimes he was showing the process, or maybe it was on Facebook.
Yeah, he did show, like, the rough drafts and stuff of one of them.
Yeah, where it was coming from. My favorite read was the running bear. I like that one.
Barbaric.
Yeah. Was Freak Force?
It was funny.
I like that one sort of the best. I like Dick Tasty, but man, it was close to home on real life stuff, so it was sort of you're pushing the boundary on the humor because it's so real on police violence.
Yeah, he
And
definitely talks about some current social issues in this
I like the
in the
Popeye one
comedy.
quite a bit because
Yeah, Popeye one was
it
good.
felt if it had the feel of Popeye. And
Yeah,
then
it was a very Popeye fight.
the Mex Vel Melvin one was creepy, but it was funny because it's like he's a dentist and he's Maxine
Coming on
is,
to
yeah, it's not
the
appropriate because she's like underage and stuff. But I did like how at the end his wife came in, or it was so weird though. He goes, "Could you please open up?" And then he goes, "I meant your legs." And she puts, but that's in
Yeah.
the thought bubble. It's so weird.
Yeah, I'm guessing that I know in a lot of these he's taking stuff from the original. Like I'm guessing like the thought bubble like that is like from the original, not those words, but that
Yeah.
concept is from the original comic. Like he does that a lot. So it probably has additional meaning if you're familiar with the original material. Like for sure in the Angel one, like at the end of it, when she's trying on her costume and she's on the scale, that's like 100% a rip or a parody of like a Kathy strip where she's like, "Ack," looking at her weight. So,
Are you a big strip guy? Like, did you read the funnies on the, like, the Sunday
yeah.
funnies?
Yeah, I used to, yeah.
I read them, but like, I know Family Circus really well. I know the Peanuts. That was like a go-to. I never read Kathy. I was never interested in it. Popeye, I would read, but that was like really early on in my life when Popeye was even in the strip.
Yeah, I
They
never remember Popeye.
dropped it. They dropped it almost like when I was in my, hit the teens. It was no longer there. Doonesbury, I always skipped. It seemed like a political thing, and I never.
Yeah, I was never into that either.
Foxtrot, I liked a lot.
Yeah, I love Foxtrot.
I liked Wizard of Id, but you say it's the Tumbleweeds, and I don't remember ever reading the Tumbleweeds. But I
I
always
never
read.
really, yeah, I remember it, but I never really read
I
it.
always read Wizard of Id and what was the Hagar the Horrible, and
Yeah,
there was
Hagar.
another one. Calvin and Hobbes, I never read, even though it's really popular.
Really? Oh, man.
No, I never read H Calvin and Hobbes.
And that was one of the better ones of this one. One thing I will say though, Larson did an amazing job of copying the art style and all these
Oh, the
strips.
panel layouts too. Yeah, is
Yeah, he
really
na I mean
good.
he nailed it. Like they look 100%. Like you can look at it and you know right away what it's
Yeah.
parodying.
Dick Tasty.
And Dick Tasty was pretty damn funny when I turned the
And then it had part two of the Etherian. And that's really
Yeah.
I love the drawing. I love that Frank Fosco guy. I know he did a lot of the Ninja Turtles stuff that Eric Larson was writing,
Yeah, he did.
and his style is really cool. Like it falls to me into the Eric Larson
I
type of
think he's local
storytelling.
because I know I've seen him at shows, like local shows around me.
He has a very Kirby-esque style in this.
Yeah, I'm liking the style in this a lot. I didn't read it because I was going to go back to the last issue so I could read the first part
Yeah,
first.
I didn't even catch that it was part two.
Part two.
I'm the same boat. I didn't read part one, but I thought it did a good job of being an opening scene because it's one of those like radio. It happens in one of those like where we're trying to detect sound and radio signals out in space, and that facility has a bunch of scientists in it, and it's attacked by this godlike creature. So yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And that's one of the reasons I switched from trades to single issues with Savage Dragon, is because I realized I was missing out on all the backup stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll get a reprint of the backup material in another comic, but not all the time, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes they collect them, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I didn't even rate it.
No, what did you give Savage Dragon 252?
I didn't rate it. What do I give it? I give it a 5 out of 5.
But you didn't read it?
I read it. I just didn't rate it.
You didn't read the back matter, but you read the front matter.
Yes. What's your question? Who's on first?
I said, what did you give Savage Dragon 252 without the backstory? I know
I
you
didn't give
read
it anything. I didn't give it any rating.
Oh. What does that mean?
I mean, I just get it. Like, I get the single issue, so I don't bother rating it. What do you give it?
I give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I can't not give it a 5 out of 5, so...
Like, I didn't think, like, every cartoon was, like, a hit with me.
A winner, yeah.
But I do think, like, I can appreciate it looking like what it looked like. Like, to be able to try to mimic all these different art styles,
yeah,
and make it come across like it's part of that cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for the experience, it was definitely a 5 out of 5.
That's a
I
good
mean,
way of putting it. Experience
yeah.
is 5 out of 5, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, each story a 5 out of 5? No. But,
nah.
I mean, they're just one-off, jokey little strips. So
strips, yeah.
In any collection of strips, they're not all going to be winners, you know?
Yeah.
But they're all enjoyable, and it, like you said, it was fun to see the dragon, Savage Dragon characters in these different styles, so... I'm glad I got it, and I'm looking forward to the second printing. And if there's a third printing, I'll get that as well.
The only thing is, you kind of have to... You know what you should do, Bill? This is my recommendation, and you don't have to buy from Eric of Cowabunga to do it, but you can get on his FOC list. And that's how I find out about a lot of these things. It's a final order cutoff, and he's willing to send it to anybody that asks for it. And it just tells you the last time you can order. And a lot of books don't show up in previews. They show up on the final order cutoff, like these
right.
Savage Dragons and Second Prince and stuff like that.
I should do that.
So, yeah, that's one way to learn about stuff that's not solicited, and then... I didn't even know about the Biden cover until I went to the comic shop, and my comic shop guy, I said, when is that second print of Savage Dragon coming for me? And he goes, probably won't be for another week or two, but he said, I got the Biden cover coming next week. And I was like, I didn't even
You're
know
like,
about that.
What?
I said, pull it for me.
Yeah, I didn't not even know about that. Which is, yeah, it's weird that it wasn't solicited. I don't know why he suddenly decided to do it. Weird. Or if there was a screw up and it was supposed to be in previews, but it didn't make it for
it's
some
possible.
Reason.
Possible.
Because is it shipping the same week as the other one?
Like yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
So, yeah, it looks like for some reason it just didn't get in the catalog.
But I know there's a bunch of people that probably want his president covers. Because
mm-hmm.
he's done every president, including Donald Trump. Man,
it's
this
probably...
popcorn is good. Mm.
You say it's from the movie theater?
Yeah.
You go to the theater?
Yeah, we've been doing that lately. They have like a 10, this huge bag. It's like 3 feet tall, or well, 2 feet tall bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
And we just go in there and say, we're just here to buy popcorn. And we go buy popcorn and then leave right away.
Oh, really? I didn't think of that. That's awesome. I don't think ours has that, though.
Yeah, and it's like $10, but if you're a club member, which we are, it's like $8, so but it'll last you over a week. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah. Man.
And if you like movie theater popcorn as much as I do, like it's so worth it. And it makes like the movie even better. Like we'll put a
Yeah, you
movie
go
on
see
TV and
it
then we
while
have some
watching a
real
movie.
popcorn. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn the lights low.
I can't turn the lights low or fall asleep.
If you're eating popcorn.
Well, that's true. But I got too comfortable at home as opposed to a movie theater.
I picked up food from a restaurant last night that's right near the movie theater, and I was like, oh man,
You should try.
I'm gonna go back.
If it's open, you can probably get popcorn there. Try it.
I don't think they have those big bags though, or at least I don't remember
Well,
ever
is
seeing.
what is the name of your theater? Is it Cinemark or is it?
Yes, Cinemark.
Oh, Cinemark has them. Go to the Cinemark site. They sell to-go bags.
Do they like fill it up?
Yes, they fill it all the way up.
Oh, so it's just like
I'm
a
gonna take a
empty
picture
bag.
of this pop. It's
The
called
bag.
Pack-a-Pop bag.
Is that new?
They started it with when they started to open up again.
Oh, so they probably do have it. I might have to go in. Oh man. Too bad I didn't know about it for my son's
I'm gonna have
birthday.
to take it next to the closet door so you see how big it is. But it's at least 3 buckets of popcorn. Like if you were to buy the
Three of the
large
big
popcorn,
buckets? Yeah.
yeah.
Nice. Yeah, because we always get we always get the my son and I, my youngest son and I, we get the big bucket of popcorn and we eat that during the movie and then we get a refill to go.
Yeah, this you'll love if you love the Cinemark popcorn like I love the Cinemark.
It's the
You'll love
best
this.
popcorn.
You're gonna start doing what I'm doing is going there weekly,
And getting the
buying a bag of popcorn,
stuff to
and then
go.
you just eat pieces of it during the week.
Oh, man.
So good.
It's dangerous. This is dangerous information you're giving me.
Yeah, and I don't like the butter on it. So it's like perfect. Oh, it's so good because
Yeah, you wouldn't
it
think the
keeps the
butter.
whole
Yeah.
week. It's all it tastes
Yeah.
like when you have it at the end of the week, it comes with a Ziploc bag. So like it's this huge bag and it's a
Oh, it's
Ziploc and you can
sealed.
zip it up and seal it. So it stays fresh.
Yeah. Wow. This is a whole new world. Yeah, when I get the bucket to go, we don't put butter on that one.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That would be disgusting. And I could throw that in the freezer.
Probably could.
I love freezer popcorn. That was the greatest one of the greatest days of my life when I discovered that you could freeze popcorn and it stays fresh.
I don't know you could do that, but I don't usually have popcorn that lasts more than the night.
You don't have any to freeze. Well, if you ever need to freeze it, if you ever need to save it for the future.
I highly recommend it, Bill. If you like the popcorn, it'll make like if you have like a movie night or it's just you watching a movie, you're gonna enjoy that movie way more with some Cinemark popcorn.
I bet. Yeah, that was hilarious when we found out that we both go to Cinemark theaters solely for the
Yeah, you'll say this is worth it. You should go. Just tell them you want a bag of popcorn to go, and then leave, and get your popcorn. And if you have a membership, it is discounted.
Yeah, I do not have a membership. But maybe I have to change that.
Yeah.
I wanted to get their popcorn. I don't want to get too often, though. That's not even good for you.
I read about it. It's so salty and good for you that...
The salt has a lot of whatever, iodine, which you need.
You need in your system.
Mm-hmm. You'll die if you don't have it.
I don't know how they get, like, in my opinion, they get, like, a perfect salt-to-popcorn ratio. And I don't know. I think that's what makes their popcorn so good.
I don't know what it is, but we've been to the theaters, and it's not the same.
Yeah.
That's why we go to Cinemark. It's just the best popcorn.
Yep, they have it. Go Google it. Pop them.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to put it on Twitter right now and say, Bill, go get yourself a bag.
I need to. I didn't know that they were starting this new revenue stream to make money.
They're trying to find a way to exist.
Yeah. Well, I should do it just to help support them, keep them in business.
That's what I'm doing.
So it's not because I want to eat the popcorn. I'm trying to help.
Well,
them
you kill
survive.
Two birds with one stone.
Yes, I help support them and keep them in business, and I get to eat popcorn.
Yeah.
I want some. Damn it! Why couldn't you have told me this yesterday? Because I literally was right. I passed by. Theater yesterday. It would have been perfect. Like I could have got our food, and then I could have got brought home popcorn.
Well, I knew you liked popcorn, but I don't remember you saying it was Cinemark.
Yeah, that was Cinemark. It's the best. My son and I agree. That's why we go to that theater for the popcorn.
Uh-huh.
Well, happily admit it. It's not even the best theater. It just has the best popcorn.
Ah, yeah, that's good. So, Basket Full of Heads.
Oh, Basket Full of Heads.
I will say, the hardcover's material, like the dust jacket's a weird material.
Yeah, it's like the, is it called like vellum or something like that?
I don't know what it is. It's really weird.
It's like partially see, like the translucent plasticky cover.
Looks like Santa Claus paper to me. But
like wrapping paper?
Yeah, the white Santa Claus wrapping paper.
Which is sad, because if you take off the dust jacket, that's a beautiful cover underneath. That's from the cover of number one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a reflection of her face in the blade, right? In the hatchet of the Viking.
Well, it's her holding the
hatchet. The paper was a little thin. I thought that was unusual. I love the paper quality. Like, it's a matte, and the matte is much better in terms of presentation than a gloss.
Yeah,
so I was very happy with that.
Which, I mean, in terms of space, maybe I don't mind that so much.
Yeah.
But you're right. I mean, there are... This is like 6 issues, right?
Seven.
7 issues?
7 issues, yeah.
Damn, yeah, and it's a thin hardcover. Well, it's not terribly thin, but it's relatively thin hardcover for 7 issues.
So what you get is you get each issue and then all the covers in the back.
Right.
The variants.
It's a little bit of back matter.
You get each cover... In between the stories, which I like. I hate when they get rid of the covers and put them in the... I like to know where the separation is.
Oh, that sucks. I hate that. Like, yeah, when they don't tell you where the issue breaks are and you're trying to figure it out, I hate
it. Yeah, I hate that. I love when they give you the cover.
Yeah.
And that's what this one does. And so you know where the breaks are.
Well, not only does it give you the cover, but it give every story has like the credits page where they have like the funny picture of the head in the basket giving like the number of the issue with the fingers.
Yeah.
Love that. So good.
So this is by Joe Hill, and the artist is Leo Max. And it says additional pencils by Ricardo Labella. The colorist is Dave Stewart, well-known colorist.
Yeah,
The
probably
letter is
the most
Darren
well-known.
Bennett. Yeah, it's really. This is a hell of a story. I like it. It makes good for a good read to sit down and just read it from beginning to end.
Yeah, it does read through very well.
And I would say it is probably one of the best first issues that you could like it's up there in first issues, like just establishing everything you need to know
It
for
did. It
what's
set up
gonna happen,
everything, yeah.
and then leave on a very suspenseful ending. But it's really cool because it's a small like island town, like beachfront area that has a lot of people that know one another, and it's a tourist attraction, and in the summer it's very busy, and then I guess towards the winter it dies down a lot as far as a
Right,
tourist
and the
attraction.
story takes place right at the end of summer where some people are
Yeah.
starting to leave.
And one of the guys, he's like an intern for a sheriff. He's got to go back to college, but he's been an intern. He has a dune buggy, and his girlfriend comes to see him
And he mostly
before
does
he
like
leaves.
parking ticket type
Parking tickets,
stuff,
yeah,
yeah.
that kind of stuff. And there's sort of like a chain gang thing going on where they have a chain gang go and help in certain areas. And four prisoners break out, two drug addicts, one guy that was prostituting his own daughter, I think. And who was the other one? I can't remember who the other one was.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Two drug addicts. Maybe he was a thief. I don't remember who the third one was. But they said, oh, they should be kind of harmless, the detective says. And he's taking his girlfriend to the house to have dinner with the mom and the
The
brother
family,
and
yeah.
the whole family. And she gets introduced to the family and she tells them, oh, I want to be a social worker. And they kind of sort of poke fun of her, being that they're police, you know, they come from a sheriff background. And she thinks she can help people prior to them committing crimes or after they commit crimes. And
Yeah,
I
she's
guess
in
their
the
attitude is
rehabilitation, yeah.
you can't rehab these people. And then the story kind of flips when it's a stormy night, like there's this huge storm coming in, and these criminals they the sheriff gets called because one of the guys gets killed, one of the neighbors that he's in, and he calls his wife and says, "Can you go to so and so's house and comfort the wife because it looks like he was robbed and he fell down a chain of rocks and killed himself." And so she goes away, and then it's just the girl, the brother, and the boyfriend at the house, and it gets raided. Like there's a huge sound, and it gets raided by, you don't know at the time, but it's the criminals.
Yeah, you see in the last panel, you see the criminals in their
Yeah.
whatever jail outfits.
The orange outfits.
Yeah.
And then it does a really good job of like twist and twist and twist because there's a Viking display that he has at the house.
Yeah, they collect ancient like weapons and stuff and artifacts. You have a room with it all on display.
Yeah, it's like a Norse hatchet.
Yeah, she sees it when she takes the tour. So then, when the break-in happens, she remembers that there's an axe down there and grabs it. And we should say in the first issue, like when she passed by the axe, didn't it like glow?
Yeah.
Like no one noticed it, but it like when she passed it by, it started to glow.
Which begs the question is, does it really just work for her?
Yeah, I guess we don't know.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that it only has the powers that it eventually displays because of her.
Mm-hmm. The boyfriend knows this is a break-in, and he goes for the guns because he knows the thing to the safe. He knows where to get it. But he never comes back, and I like how they display like the fear that she has and how she's hiding in the hamper. Like she's in the bathroom hiding in a hamper, like where you throw your dirty clothes. And that's when she goes for the axe, and then she finds a finger, and that's or the thumb, or maybe it's a finger, and it's supposed to be the boyfriend's finger. And then the criminal looks like he's gonna kill the girl. He looks maybe he'll do even worse. And she chops off his foot. I love that scene. She like cuts his toes off of his foot and then blasts him and eventually cuts off his head. And the guy doesn't even know for a little bit like what just happened.
Right.
but his head is severed from the body. And that's when you learn that this axe like will keep them alive.
Yeah,
and
so
that's
heads
how you
are
get
still
your
basket
full of heads.
Removed. And I think the reason it becomes creepy is because the guy, like the guys who get their heads cut off, they're like, wait, what's going on? How come I can't feel my legs? It's like, holy shit, I'm just a head. What's going on? How's this happening? You have to take me to the hospital.
Yeah.
But I guess these are horrible people that she's cutting the heads off of, but you... Because of what they're going through, you, like, feel for them.
But you don't know that they're horrible people. Because you don't know they're all linked together. It's like their stories are building and building.
Yeah, well, I mean, the first guy, he was trying to kill her, so...
Yeah, he was in con outfit, so you think he's part of the chain gang. You learn later on he's not.
Right. Well, I think at the end of the first issue, or the second issue, you find that out.
And then the guy that tries to help her later on, he looks like an innocent bystander that just finds that has a head in her thing and she's cut off a head. And he gets defensive, and you think he's innocent, but he's not.
Yeah, no one is innocent in this story.
Yeah, he's not innocent. And then it's the brother or the sheriff's son who you think, well, he's just trying to help his dad at the station, but there's more to that, and it all centers around a girl that commits suicide or supposedly commits suicide off of a bridge.
Yeah, and that was during the summer because that was one of the things that the boyfriend who was working for the sheriff, that's like a traumatic event for him. He was telling the girl about it. It's like, yeah, she jumped off the bridge and I had to go help, you know, get the body out of the water and stuff. But you find out there's more to that story too.
Yeah, there's later, money involved so. And there's a huge catch at the end and it's all tied together and it's just masterful, I think. It's really good and it's paced really good and if this doesn't become a movie or something, I'd be shocked.
That would be interesting. Like how they're gonna do the head? I guess you can do the heads and heads in the baskets. Just with the way
they already
shoot
had
it.
Like heads in a basket before with like that Joe Pesci movie. There's a Joe Pesci movie. I can't remember what it was called. Basket Full of Heads, probably. What?
Well, there's a head in a basket.
I don't think they were talking like this one.
But it's funny. Yeah, and that's like one of the there's humor in the story in that the head, like once she starts putting multiple heads in the basket, they're like fighting with each other and they're like, hey, you're too close to me. You're touching me.
Yeah. And then you find out that they know one another, which is weird.
Yeah, just telling them to shut up and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, it was good. It was a good story.
Mm-hmm.
I quite enjoyed it.
So that's our books for, that was a 5 out of 5 for sure.
Yeah, I think I gave it a 5 out of 5 as well.
And the other hardcovers have come out so far are Dollhouse and Lolo Woods.
Oh, man. So good.
Yeah. And then we just have to cover movies and TV. And while I'm doing that, I'm going to get a glass of pineapple mango Tropicana. One of my favorite drinks.
That is a good combination.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff, Maynard. So I watched one movie that I've seen before, but I didn't realize I saw it before. And then I watched The Lords of Salem, which I don't know if we talked about or not. And then I watched Midsommar, which was, that was probably my surprise of the
week. That's a great movie.
That one was so original to me. I don't know why. It just, it was creepy. It was like a creepy cult.
Yeah, it was good. It was very good in the suspense. Like it takes a while for you to even know what's going on, but you know there's something weird's going on. Well, I guess the first weird thing is when those people jump off the cliff, right?
Yeah, but then you kind of think to yourself, well, maybe that's just tradition because.
Right.
You learn it's like Logan's Run, like after certain ages, you know, like why do people not get past 75 or whatever that magic age was?
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably because they kill themselves.
All right, that's the...
Yeah, it's part of the ritual.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, yeah, that was violent and terrifying, and then people go missing.
Yeah, then you find out there's more going on.
And there's more going on, yeah.
And I think one of the great... things they put in it was that one character who is like researching, he's going to write a paper or whatever, so he's doing the research on what's going on there, and he knows about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was good because that's going to be his thesis, and then that other guy wants to steal his thesis and use and do it as well. I didn't like the boyfriend. Like it seemed to me like he never really liked the girl to begin with because it's four buddies. And
right.
This guy's going to go do his thesis and they want to do this trip. And then he invites his girlfriend because she's depressed. It has like a shocking beginning because it's sort of terrifying because she gets a text from her sister. It's very cryptic, but her sister's bipolar. And she knows that something might be wrong, so she tries to call her parents and see if everything's right. But she can't get a hold of her parents. And so that's a twist at the beginning of the movie, is to find out what happens to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts her in a funk, like deep depressive type state. And her boyfriend has to deal with that depressive state. And he reluctantly invites her to go to, it's Sweden, right? I think
yeah,
it's Sweden.
Yeah, something like
that. Yeah, it's Sweden. And then they go over there as part of this midsummer ritual, and everything seems okay to begin with, and then things just get damn creepy as time goes on and people start missing.
Yeah, they start to find out what's really going on in this.
And there's kind of like that
community.
Loving couple. There's that real tall guy and his girlfriend, and they flip out first, and then that's when you know something's really wrong, because that guy would have never left his girlfriend and just take off in a truck and just leave. And that's what
right.
they tell the girl, like, oh, he just left. He went to the train station and left. And I'm like, you know, bull fucking shit, he didn't leave. And he was the most hysterical guy when that old couple jumped off the cliff. And it's even worse because the woman skull gets crushed and she dies immediately, but the guy that jumped off
He
the cliff,
survives,
he
yeah.
survives. So then they have this like huge mallet and they go crush his head. It's insane. But the interesting horror aspect to it is this is like a cult that's been around forever, and whatever Midsummer happens many years apart from one another, but it goes all the way down to the kids. Like it's they're raised this way. Like there are children in this, there are teenagers, they're all different age types. And that's it's pretty creepy. I liked it. That was showing on, I think it was on Amazon Prime. And then I watched what is it called? Lost Boys, The Tribe. And I realized I'd seen it before, but I kept watching it anyway, so I watched it a second time. There are three Lost Boys movies. And the reason I wanted to watch this one, because I saw a date on the HBO streaming app that said 2020, and I was like, ooh, that isn't a Lost Boys movie I've watched. And I watched it, and it didn't seem familiar, which means I'd forgotten everything about it. And I didn't snap that it was an older movie until Kiefer Sutherland's half-brother is in it. And I'm like, why does this motherfucker look so much like Kiefer Sutherland? Because Kiefer Sutherland's in the original Lost Boys movie. And I was, why does this guy look so much like him? So I Googled him, and I found out that it's his half-brother. And I said, well, that's weird that he's so young. And where did that come from? And then Corey Feldman came into it, and then I was like, there's no way this is a new movie.
This can't be 2020.
Like, he's too young. He's way too young. And then I just finished watching it, but I don't remember any of it. And it was pretty damn good. There is a scene there that's really
That the
sexy.
second one or third one?
I think it's the third one. 'Cause I think in the second one the Frog brothers both exist and he loses his brother. And in this one, Corey Feldman, Edgar Frog is the only one he's there by himself. Although if you watch past the credits, like this part I didn't know before, but if you watch past the credits of this Lost Boys, The Tribe, do you remember who Sam was? Sam was the Corey Haim guy. And Corey Haim shows up, even though Corey Haim, the actor, is dead at this point in time. The vampire Corey Haim shows up. So it ended up kind of on a cliffhanger, which is very odd. But it involves two surfer guys. It involves like surfer vampires. And the opening scene is pretty cool because it has that special effects guy. That's in what is his name? He's in a lot of movies. He's in Dawn of the Dead and a lot of other movies. It's not Raimi. What? God, I can't think of his name. It's gonna drive me crazy. But he opens up with his home being invaded by a bunch of beach guys, and he's like, "You're on my property," blah blah blah, and then he releases his fangs, and he's like, "You're gonna die for this." And all those surfer guys are vampires too, so they kill him, and then they take over his home. And it's sort of like a brother and sister living there, and they both drink the blood, so they're both partial vampires, but they try to survive it. There is one sexy girl, though. Holy crap, is she awesome! She gets killed early on, but she's a vampire, and damn, that's like sexy without having to be sexy. Like it doesn't have to have any nudity. It just all implied. It's sexy without showing anything. And she looked amazing. So, Yeah, I liked it.
So I think the tribe is the second one, and then the thirst is the third one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And then apparently there's a Frog Brothers coming out soon.
Yeah, I don't know how it could be the brothers, though, because the brother's dead. Unless it's like a flashback. But I'd recommend it. Like if you're a fan of The Lost Boys, I think people will like it. Nothing's gonna recreate the magic of the original Lost Boys, but
Right,
this is
for
fun.
sure.
Then The Lords of Salem is a witch story.
That what you were think trying to think of earlier?
Yeah. Lords of Salem is a witch movie. Barb hated it. I liked it. I liked it, but I thought the end, the last third of it, it's like Antichrist except inverted.
So it starts
So
out
it's
good.
like three-fourths of the movie is pretty damn good. And then you get to the ending and you're like, oh man. Where Antichrist is three-fourths of the movie, I was bored to tears and I was like, what is this shit? And then the last quarter of the movie, you're like, oh man, I is it worth it? It was pretty good. But yeah, it's a Rob Zombie film, so it has Sherry Zombie, or what is her name? He's his wife. Sid Haig supposed to be in it, but I didn't see him in it. So if he was in it must have been like for a second and I just didn't recognize him. And it focuses about it's about a radio show, a female radio show DJ that has a radio show at night, and they start getting into witch stuff. And you find out that the place she's saying, she's actually a relative of a witch slayer, and the witches that the apartment she lives in are witches, descendants of the witches that were killed in the witch trials. And yeah, so if you like witches, you'd probably get it. I thought the ending was kind of unsatisfactory, but I guess you could appreciate it for being different. Going against the grain, I guess. But those are all the movies I saw.
I watched a couple.
Midsommar, I had Cinemark popcorn with, so that was good.
Oh man, that probably enhanced your experience.
Yeah.
I watched a movie that I never saw before, and it shocked me that I had never seen it before. I think I'd seen parts of it before, but never the whole thing, which don't ask me how that happened that I never saw it, but Valley Girl, the movie
Yeah, that's
starring
a
Nicolas
classic.
Cage. Yeah, starring Nicolas Cage and
Gag me
Dudley
with the
Foreman.
spoon.
And I realized I'd never seen it all the way through, so I watched that because I was on Prime, I think, or something.
That is,
So I got to experience a very young Nicolas Cage.
yeah.
Man, he was young back then. That brought me back to the 80s, the wonderful 80s.
He's kind of like the new wave, I wouldn't say new wave, but more punkish outsider that falls in love with a valley girl.
Yeah, falls for the Valley Girl. It's Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah.
That was good. It was nice to see
That was the first movie I
all the 80s
saw with the
fashion.
song Melt With You, right? Melt With You, I think, is in that song.
It is. They play it not once, but twice.
Yeah.
A couple of the songs they play twice. Yeah, there's some actually pretty big songs in there, like songs that became
That's a
pretty
band
big.
that I I couldn't like their other music, but I love that song.
I don't know how if I'm familiar with their other stuff.
I tried it, and usually the way I, back in the 80s, I would give an album a lot of chances. Like I would listen from beginning to end, beginning to end, beginning to end, and certain songs would grow on me, and I'd say, "Oh yeah, it's a good album," or I like half of it, or whatever. But I would know each song after one after another, and it was one album that I couldn't get into. Like
That's Modern English.
I just like the one song. And then they
I know for
redid it back in
sure.
the 90s. Another band did Melt With You. They came back with their own song. They were covering their own song in the 90s too. So they released a new album with Melt With You. And their new album I didn't like either, so.
Gave them the chance, though. Yeah, I'm guessing I don't really. Because I don't have any of their albums, and I don't really know much of many of their songs, so if I did give them a chance, I must not have liked what I heard. Interesting. I also watched the, was it last night or the night before, I watched the new Borat movie.
Oh, we were going to watch that. I would like to know what you thought.
It's a Borat movie, so. It's a weird mixture of a fictional story and then it scenes with real people who aren't in on the gag.
Yeah.
Like Rudy
Like Rudy Giuliani.
Giuliani, yeah. And yeah, so there's a lot of condemnation of the current situation in the United States. They go to he goes he like spends the night at like some right winger's house. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
That was good. It was I thought there was it's been a long time since
Was
I
it
saw the first
funny?
one.
Was it
Yeah, it's
funny or
funny.
was
Yeah,
it you're just
no,
along for the ride?
there's some definite laughed out loud
So if
moments.
you're a Borat fan, like if you like the first one, would you like the second one?
Yeah, you will.
Okay.
For sure.
I like the guy, that's for sure. I like his stuff.
Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen is, yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, I remember. I think the first time I saw him, I think it was HBO that used to show the Ally G show back in the day.
Yeah.
That's when I first learned about him. But this is good. And I can't remember the last one. I think there's a lot of story in this one because it's about him and his daughter coming to America.
Yeah.
And their mission to, because he wants to give his daughter to Pence as a gift to mend relationships between Kazakhstan and the United States. So that's how Giuliani gets involved. And there's one scene in there where he like interrupts a rally, one of Pence's rallies or whatever, in speaking engagements, which actually made the news when it happened, because at the time no one knew that it was him that was doing
Yeah.
it. But so those are good. It's always interesting. Like I said, it's an interesting mix of this fictional story and then the scenes with people who are real people and didn't know what was going on. And you always wonder what they think of afterwards, like
Yeah.
are they just happy that they're in a movie? I mean, I'm sure they're compensated for their appearances.
I'm sure Rudy Giuliani was compensated for that.
Yeah, and that definitely made the news. So yeah, that's worth watching if you're, especially if you're a fan of that stuff, of his stuff. Then TV, I watch TV wise. Oh, I did watch the series called The Duchess, or maybe it's called Duchess on what's that on Netflix? Yeah, Netflix. That's with the it's a comedian Katherine Ryan, who is a she's a Canadian comedian, but she's been living in England for I don't know the past 10 years. And this is it's kind of like a I can't remember what it's called. You know where it's been done before with stand-up comedians where they're portraying themselves but not really themselves. It's kind of like a
Like
fictionalized
Seinfeld?
version. Yeah, like a fictionalized version of their life. Yeah, kind of like a
Yeah.
Seinfeld or a what's
Foxtrot, Jeff
like a Larry David
Foxworthy.
show or whatever.
Yeah.
So she plays a Canadian woman who's living in England and has a kid, which I think in real life she does as well. And so it's basically her raising this. Well, in the fictional story, the story is she went to England because, well, here I think ironically she was going to see a band in America, but their show got canceled, and then there's a band from England, so they flew over to England to see the band
Yeah.
because they missed the show because they couldn't see him in America. It's like a boy band. And she ended up sleeping with one of the members of the boy band and getting pregnant. So this is like 10 or 12 years later or something. And she has this kid, but it's basically about her life, and she's kind of like a foul-mouthed, opinionated fashionista editor or something. It was good. It was
Yeah.
funny. I liked it. It's short though. It was only like 6 episodes or something.
I like those. I like when
Yeah,
they're short.
I was surprised that it was so short, but it was good because I was like, "Oh, I'm done. I can now I can watch something else."
Yeah. I'm still on the Musketeers, so I'm on the third season. I got 3 episodes left. And what they've managed to do, though, that I'm impressed with is like they've had a viable villain every year
Like a
without
new
bringing
one?
them back
Yeah.
because the other ones don't survive. But you always think, well, they've already like did these two that you know
What are they going
of.
to do
What are they
now?
going to
Yeah.
do now? And it's they're really good at. I love the show and I love the actors. It's my Friday Night Lights. There's very few shows that I could watch over and over and over again, and Musketeers is there with Spartacus and Friday Night Lights for sure.
Yeah, I need to
I just love it.
get on that one.
And I don't know, part of it could be because of my Musketeers, but anybody that watches these actors, you'd have to say they're great actors. They're really good. They're the best Musketeers I have ever seen. They're just phenomenal. So I don't know what I'm going to go to next. And then I've watched we're all caught up on Fear the Walking Dead, which just aired like 2 episodes this season. And then Walking Dead was interesting because it never wrapped up last season because of COVID. So they
Yeah.
came back with the final episode just recently. I guess they wrapped it up and they sort of put it out. So I'm caught up on Walking Dead now too.
Okay.
Fear the Walking Dead's really got my interest. Every time I think I'm going to lose interest, they do something to keep my interest.
Suck you back in.
Yeah. And there's another new Walking Dead series that just started, but we haven't started watching it yet.
Man, they're really milking that franchise, huh?
Yeah, one of them's going away, and they've kind of spoiled their own the main series because they said that it was ending and they were going to come back with Daryl and whatever her name is series, so you know that two of them are going to be survive.
Survive, yeah.
Yeah. So it spoils the suspense anytime those two characters are in a death scene or something, you know they're not gonna die. Did you watch any more TV?
I did watch the first episode of the Star Trek. What's it called? Discovery? Is that the
Yeah,
one?
that's good.
I watched the first episode of that and it was good, yeah. So I'll continue watching that one.
I like how they did that. I thought it was suspenseful because they had that captain, and then she had to like fool her captain or try to like knock her out because she wanted to fire on the Klingons.
Yeah, she believed in what her plan so much that she was willing to disobey.
Yeah. It probably would have been for the better too, because she used her Vulcan, like she's not even Vulcan, but she was raised by Vulcans. She's like, "Well, how did you guys defeat them?" And then they
Yeah, she
said they
contacted her.
fired first. And
Showed them we were strong.
yeah, show them that you're strong. And I thought that was cool. And we're caught up on that too, so. They didn't have one this week because of the presidential debate.
I did watch the presidential debate.
I watched part of it, but I can't. I am so anti-Trump that every time he speaks, he just gives me a stomach ache.
We actually watched it with my younger son, Josh. Josh burst out of his seat at several points.
Why would you put him through that?
He wanted to. We didn't make him do it or anything. We were just told him we were watching it, and he wanted to see it, so he watched the whole thing. That's good. I mean, you should know what's going on in the world. But yeah, at several points he jumped up when at stuff Trump was saying, and he's like, that's not true.
But
I
it's all lies. He just sits there and
don't
lies.
know.
How does a person do that and then people believe it? And they don't even care. Like, they don't even care to fact check it. They just believe it.
It's a weird, we're living in a weird time. Very strange.
I did think they did a
Strange
good
time.
job though of muting the other mics when they talk this time, like
Yeah, it was less
you got
of a.
separate. The first one was just a chaotic mess.
Well, I love the first one. Just because it was like it's like watching a car accident or a freak show, you know? It's just like insane, like the craziness, because it was just so ridiculous. But yeah, this was definitely a better debate. Even though, you know. Yeah.
Part that's scary is he could still win. That's the
He
part that
could.
scares me.
But I was talking about this with my wife the other day. It's like every, like, in most elections, sometimes you're like, I mean, I always vote, but there's a lot of people who are like, eh, you know what? It's too, I don't really need to vote, you know. My vote doesn't count, or it's too much of a pain to go out and do it. But this year, it's like anyone who doesn't like the current presidency, it's like, how could you, like, you have to vote, you know? Like, there's no exception. You can't just be apathetic and say, eh, I guess I won't do it. Because if you really hate the current president, you're
Yeah,
going to
you're
vote. I
gonna
mean, there's
vote, yeah.
you're going to vote no matter what, and nothing's going to stop you from voting.
You'll wait in the lines. I mean, some of these lines that
Yeah,
people are
you'll wait in
waiting
line
in.
for hours because it's that, like, it means that much to you. Which
Yep.
I don't remember this ever happening. I mean, I think there's going to be like re like the we're gonna they're going to blow away every voting
Yeah,
record
they
ever.
amongst old people and
Young,
young people,
I know, I saw the one
the
thing
young
from
people
like,
turn up is like incredible. Like the ratio, I'm like, holy crap.
I know it was like in one, I can't remember what place it was, but it was like, at this time in 2016, it was like 7,000 people. And this time in 2020, it was like 200,000 people. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's not like a little increase. That's like
No, that's
ridiculous.
huge. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what numbers we have this year.
Do you think Barb would like the Borat?
I don't know. Does she like Borat?
Well, I had to. She said she'd watch it, but she was reluctant initially.
I mean, yeah, she could try it depends what you're going. I mean, if you're going into knowing what to expect, then.
Yeah. Man, this
It's pretty
popcorn
funny.
is so good, Bill.
I would definitely have to go over there and get some.
I'm sure your son will appreciate it because he sounds like he likes it too.
He loves it. He'll freak out if I walk in the door
Yeah, like you'll make his day.
with that popcorn.
Look what I have. We
Now
just finished.
he will finish that bag in a week, easy. He
It's not
loves the
hard to
popcorn.
do.
It is good stuff.
I love popcorn as it is, but there's something about their popcorn that I
I
just
know,
love it.
I could taste it right now.
So,
If you get it fresh, like freshly made, that means when you first get home, you pour yourself in a bowl, it's still warm. Oh,
Well, they
man.
get it right out of the like when they scoop it, it's not like a pre-made bag and they just throw it, here's a pre-made bag. They
Yeah,
scoop it
just
right
scoop
out
it.
of the thing, yeah. Which is good. So you got any other movies or TV?
Not that I can think of.
All right. Well, I think we can wrap this one up.
All right.
I have to process 2 weeks worth of comics.
Does that mean scanning them in?
Yeah, I gotta scan them in and bag and board them. And if I'm brave enough, go get some boxes because I'm out of boxes here.
Them from
I have to go to the
storage.
storage unit, yeah. I need at least two. I've been filling these things up way too fast.
Don't know how you do it.
Yeah. It's awesome to have though, Bill, because like the glory of being a mood reader, it's just like I could be in the mood for anything. Am keeping up. Like I want to read the miles. Like you have me really curious now to read the sec Miles to Go issue 2 came out this week, and
Yeah, it'd be
I
interesting
really
to.
want to read it to see if I feel the same about it,
Yeah, I'm
if
curious
something's gonna
to
change.
see if they. I'm guessing they do the reveal in the second issue.
Yeah.
And you'll know it. I mean, if it's there, you'll know right away what it is.
Right. And while I'm doing that, I can't usually like watch anything. I can put stuff on that I've already seen, or
When you're what?
background stuff, or watch sports.
When you're scanning comics?
No, when I'm bag and boarding.
Yeah. Yeah, you need something that
I
you
got two.
don't have to be looking at the
Yeah.
screen.
And I want to pay attention to Borat, so I'll watch it. I might watch it today. Oh, I did watch one other movie. So Blumhouse has been releasing direct to Amazon Prime at least four movies. And Barb and I decided to watch one of them on Friday night. And it was called, what was it called? Barb, what was that horror movie we watched? She's in her. What was that horror movie we watched? Do you remember? Oh, Evil Eye.
Here, I was gonna say it's either Evil Eye, Nocturne, the Lie,
We watched Evil Eye.
Black Box.
Yeah. That the reason I watched Evil Eye as opposed to the other four is 'cause the premise sounded really cool. The premise was about a woman that had a abusive boyfriend is now reincarnated into the boyfriend of the daughter. And I was like, "Oh, that sounds pretty cool." And it was pretty good. It's a little slow-paced, but it's very interesting. And I think it's worthwhile.
You have to add these to my cart or my
Gonna
watch
watch
list.
the other three too. So, those are the Blumhouse movies on Amazon Prime. Other than that, I think we can wrap this one up and I can eat more popcorn.
Well, enjoy your popcorn.
Yep. And you can reach Bill at DBM00. I sent you a picture of the popcorn on Twitter.
Okay, I'll look at it right now.
Yeah. So, it's called Pack a Pop Bag.
There it is, Pack-a-Pop.
Yeah.
That doesn't look very big.
You don't see how wide it is in that picture.
Okay.
If you filled up your it's about three, I would say, three popcorn things. It's definitely more than two. I know that for a fact. And so you could go to DBM00 and actually see what that bag of popcorn looks like. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch. And Bill is Bill at comicbooknoise.com, his email, and I'm Mike at comicbooknoise.com. And our website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. And on Facebook, you can click the like button of Geek Brunch Podcast. And we'll be back in 2 weeks. Say
All
goodbye,
right.
Bill.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you. Have a good week, man.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.